Blog Talk Radio.
Believe everything the mainstream media tells you? We don't.
Uh-oh,
we
wrong.
What mainstream doesn't.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to Beyond the Mainstream tag. With Donnie C, Texas Bob, and Cinnamon.
Texas Bob, that was 25 years ago. How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, Donnie, how you doing?
Hi, pretty good. How's Kathy?
Mama.
I'm here.
Okay. Like somebody dragged you into a room and beat you. Damn. How you feeling, Kathy?
I'm feeling all right. Just got in from your aunt's house.
Oh. Everything going well, I hope.
As well as can be, you know.
That's good.
Same old drama.
I know.
But she's on prescriptions now for this fluid and everything. And you know what? Fred goes and gets her today.
I know.
With a fluid buildup and everything that we're trying to get rid of, he goes and gets her a watermelon. Is that not something?
Nothing but like 97% water.
Right.
I mean, he is not the sharpest tool in the shed, I tell you that.
Why don't she loves watermelon?
Well, how's your week been, Donnie?
Better than yours. I'll tell you that. We got a lot of people in the switchboard. If you'd like to join the conversation, please push 1 on your keypad, and I'll get you right on. There will not be a UAW show tomorrow night for all you UAW folks. No.
2795, shout out.
Some good news.
Tell it.
If you like the 5 on Fox News, the 5, that's pretty good. I like it.
Juan
Williams is gone. Last show was today.
Really?
Yeah. They're gonna,
what happened, Donnie?
Well, they're going to go back to the studio in New York instead of doing the 5 from their homes, and he's going to stay in Washington.
Well, they've got to have another liberal on there.
Yeah, but hopefully not as
hard-headed.
I don't know. Yeah, the man, he knows. I know he knows the truth, and he just sits there and plays the devil advocate, and he makes me sick. He pisses me off totally. Cinnamon, you can pick 1. I'll get you right on whenever you're ready. I think we got Joe. Joe, how you doing?
Hello, Donnie. Hello, fellow cellmates.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
How you guys doing?
Oh, doing good, Joe. Doing
good.
Fine. Hey, Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand?
I'm going to shoot you know who before you get...
Be careful, Joe. I'll be a knock on your door.
I was listening to some other disturbing news about our other boy, Joe, just a few hours ago.
Oh, yeah? What, was it a 9-year-old girl or something?
What was it?
Yeah.
This is something new, though. I heard something about that, too, Joe. You know, he said made a comment or something about a little girl or something, you know?
No, even worse.
Uh-oh.
He signed an executive order. And in that order, he's saying that if you're going to be in the solar industry to make solar panels, and if you want to make lithium, you cannot use the rare earth minerals mined in the United States.
Uh-oh.
What the hell?
What?
Can you beat that?
Why would we not?
Because this is all geared towards communism.
Yeah.
If we can't do it here, right now he wants to switch over to the new Green Deal.
Wow.
Well, to do that, here we go. And everybody remembers the $50 million fiasco, rather, by Obama and whatever the name of that.
Salintra.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we're supposed to switch over to, you know, sustainable energy. But how are we going to sustain it if we can't even mine our own minerals? That means we have to get them from
China.
There you go.
Yup, yup.
Okay.
That's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Does anybody else need any proof of this stupid bastard?
Wow.
Right. That's why. Yeah, exactly.
My God, you can't mine, you can't use your own resources?
What was his excuse?
That I don't know.
The green.
I heard this from the Alex Jones show. So it wasn't as though he played a clip. He said that this is what Joe Biden had done. For the continuation of this asshole's logic, I do not know. But I think we all can guess. Can
yeah.
you go yong gong ba dong ding dong a wong?
Chow chow.
Yeah.
Oh man.
What a traitor.
What a
God
guy.
Damn right.
What an outright traitor.
Wow.
Right in front of your face.
Yeah.
Oh. So we got something. We got something there new. That look, even if you're not a conservative or libertarian, or somebody who's right leaning, just that alone makes you go, makes you go, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Joe, don't stress yourself out. Some of his executive orders will affect us, but most of them. Won't.
I sure hope you're right, Jack.
Well, I think I am. I really do. I mean, I think somebody is trying to show us, you know, what can really happen to us under communist, socialist rule. And it's not going to happen. But the people have to see it for themselves, you know. I mean.
And believe it. That's what propaganda is all about, seeing
yeah.
and believing.
Yeah.
You know, that's been the philosophy of both the Democrats and Republicans, mainly Republicans, for a while, who they're saying, let the American people experience the nonsense of this particular politician or that politician, and they'll see that, you know, I, a Republican, you know, am their savior. Well, I don't want to feel the goddamn pain.
Mm-mm. Right. We shouldn't have to.
No. And you know, lithium is using, that's using, what, catalytic converters, isn't it? That's using batteries for sure.
It's
but
yeah, totally using batteries, yeah.
Batteries.
And, hey, lithium,
and
too, think about it. Computers and medication.
Medication. Well, that's right. What is that, for antidepressants, Daniel?
Right. I've got a friend that's on it. Yeah, she's bipolar and something, and antidepressant, all that stuff, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yep. So it hits, like, what, 5-6 huge industries right there
yeah.
alone.
Oh, yeah, another thing that Jones was talking about. You know how as soon as Joey Boy got into office, he dismissed all those jobs in the pipeline. Well, all of a sudden, he's saying now that he's going to lift the sanctions, which I never knew that we had, on the Russian-German pipeline. I didn't even know that we had a Russian-German
yeah.
pipeline.
Yeah, Trump, through, you know, of course, he's in bed with Russia, if you listen to the Democrats, but he stopped that pipeline. And that was one of the sanctions.
Are you talking about the pipeline from Russia to Germany? That one?
Yeah.
I think it's that one, yeah.
It's a natural gas pipeline.
Yeah, it's natural.
I know he tried to tell Merkel and him, don't do it, you know.
Part of us, really, on the West, and they're buying natural gas from Russia.
Yeah, from Russia. Trump was saying, I remember Trump was saying, Why are you doing that, Angela? Why are you doing that and making the Russians rich and making yourself dependent upon the Russians stopping the pipeline when you can be, you know, having us as an ally supply you with energy? Yeah, I remember that now.
And
well, he did. He didn't want. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
He didn't. He didn't want Germany totally dependent on Russia.
Right.
And see, they would have been. So.
Yeah. Well, everybody thinks, a lot of people, not everybody, a lot of people thinks Alex Jones is crazy in the head. But in his June 17, 2018 broadcast, well, I'll let you listen to a little bit of it. And
what did I and Dr. Group and others, and Dr. Blaylock, who's a brain surgeon, what have we talked about in the past here on the air? That the globalists have said in their white papers, in their own UN documents, that they want to create race-specific bioweapons and other systems to depopulate the planet. They teach that everywhere, that the world without humans would be great. We need to depopulate. China's been the center of one-child policy, all of this, and that it would be good to cull the planet. A lot of this, from my sources, is that they're preparing to release bioweapons, claim that they're naturally occurring, and then use that as the cover for civil emergency, societal control, crackdowns on free speech. Obama put the internet kill switch in 5 years ago. And when he got confronted by it by Congress, he said, well, it's in case the bird flu or SARS gets out. Just type that in. CDC says internet kill switch is in case bird flu or SARS breaks out, and they have to control panic and direct every website in the U.S. to one government announcement. And we looked at every angle and believe a bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the UN has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government. It may not be this year, but this is the globalist plan. I'm Alex Jones. You have been warned. You've tuned in to this special Father's Day edition of the Alex Jones Show. We have been following very closely for several years Disease X that the UN World Health Organization has predicted could wipe out humanity. Now, there's a spectrum of Disease X type pathogens in the virus family that they would call a Disease X. Mainly the bird flu variety, the mouse pox variety, and also what would be known as airborne Ebola. I have four children. I love my family. I have studied history in great detail, and I understand how big a threat this is. Now, Zero Hedge has an incredibly important article that's a boil down from the World Health Organization and just mentions and blurbs out of the Chinese news that they're basically keeping quiet. And the story is also posted in full at Infowars.com that a new strain of bird flu that kills 40% of humans that contracted it just showed up this week and has already killed 100 people plus. And that's old news. Previous bird flus that they thought were incredibly deadly only killed 1%, then 3%, then 6%. The last one was 9%. Remember decades ago when they were worried it might go airborne? We have a graphic from the UN showing that it is now airborne. This is so incredible, ladies and gentlemen, because this should be the top news story in the world.
Great.
All right. That's just a little bit of that. It's quite a long tape, but... Alex Jones, that was from June 17, 2018. He was already talking about this.
But he's not so crazy now, is he?
No, he's not. No, he's not. No.
But, coronavirus was only supposed to kill, kill like 1% of the population.
It's a hell of a lot of people.
No, but the 2% mortality rate doesn't equate to a shutdown. And he's talking about the bird flu, and that's supposed to be killing 9%. It made me wonder when I was listening to it, why didn't they go and concentrate on the bird flu instead of the coronavirus?
No, I don't know. Let me get Pianchi on here real quick. There you go, Pianchi.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Are you okay,
Pianchi?
No, when they, you know, that group that used to always call themselves follow me and chase me, when I get to this position here, and I told them last time, you keep on coming, and we got Big Kathy here, they don't learn to stop.
And they not only got Cap, but they got the rest of us, too.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Now they come over here. Hope they do come over here.
We'll get Critic to help us. Critic, welcome to the show again. Thank you for coming. It's your show, too, you know.
Hey, Critic.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Gang's all here, almost. Gene's not here, but...
Now that everybody is on the show, I need to tell y'all that I am moving to Alaska.
All right, yeah.
I
need Donnie's help. I need Donnie's help, though.
No. I wasn't even going to mention that.
Somebody emailed
not
him from
litter.
Alaska, and
not
they want me to come up there and live. Donnie won't let me know who it is.
From Twitter, somebody from Twitter, one of our listeners. I don't know what he said.
Did the last name rhyme with Pajesnik?
Have you heard anything from him by any chance?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he was on either a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I forget exactly what it was that he was talking this particular time, but I couldn't believe he was on.
Wow. Oh, wow. And by the way, Donna Brazile's has left Fox News also, according to a report. So,
Where did she go?
She's going
to ABC. She's going
back
to ABC.
She's going back home, huh? That's where she was.
Yeah,
she
got accomplished what she wanted to be accomplished, which was Trump not to be elected. So she's going back.
Okay. Well, good for her.
Is Clapper still on one of those TV shows?
I think he was on CNN, and I think the other one was on MSNBC.
Clapper.
Well, I remember there was the unholy trio of Clapper, Brennan, and Comey. Did they get jobs other than Clapper? I think Brennan got a job. Did Comey get a job as a correspondent, too?
No, I haven't heard that yet. Not yet, anyway. And the Biden administration is going to give direct $861 million to Central America, Central America countries, so that their people won't invade the border.
Well, isn't that sweet? And that's probably part of our infrastructure bill that's supposed to be for us.
I know.
Trump cut those aid to those countries out tremendously because, for the simple reason, what it was supposed to prevent it was not preventing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And here's another point, too. Those countries belong to the OAS, which is the Organization of American States. Typically, they're UN. It consists of 28 states. So why come those 28 states, and unfortunately the United States, I believe, is involved in it, they should be coming to the forefront, stepping up to the table?
Because the United States is known as the big-ass sucker piggy bank. That's why. Like when we were part of NATO, when they didn't pay their fair share and we paid most of it.
Everybody wants to ride the United States into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
These separatists, let's take some of that money and help them to get to their country and say form their own country someplace. I don't know where that would be. Give too much rent to some African country out in the desert and say good riddance. Take their passports because they can't get back in and say good riddance.
One-way ticket.
Mm-hmm. And I helped the immigrants board that train, too.
Yes, you would.
You goddamn right.
I don't know what $861 million is going to do besides line the pockets of the politicians over there. How's that going to stop?
And that's exactly what's been the problem, is because the politicians take all the money, don't give it to the people, and the people are just getting poorer and poorer. And now the drug cartels are taking over in half the dang countries because they're so damn poor. They need to make money any way they can. And so why send them aid? Because it's not going to the people to be aided. It's only going to the jackass behind the closed door, bulletproof glass.
That ain't the only place it goes. It works its way back to U.S. politicians' coffers, too, Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you give them $1 billion, then a lot of that money, is going to end up right back into the lobbyists and other sweetheart deals in the U.S. politicians' pockets or coffers.
Well, one of the reasons why we're giving that kind of money to them is because the liberals kept on saying, well, but when Trump was in office, well, Trump keeps complaining about the immigrants, but the poor people, they're escaping poverty. What we should do is help them out so that they, with their infrastructure, help them with their educational system so that they won't feel that they have to come to the United States. So I'll bet you that's probably the umbrella under which these particular funds are, have their foundation.
It's supposed to be like a trickle-down type money situation, but it never trickles down. It stays in the politicians and, like you said, the lobbyists and the politicians here, stays in their pockets. It never trickles down to the people.
That's right.
Well, foreign aid is only supposed to be temporary anyways. It was never meant to be a permanent thing. Foreign aid is temporary. But, you know...
I heard somebody laugh at that. Well, who did that?
No, I don't know.
It wasn't you, right, Cinnamon?
No.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I got some bad news, folks. Bad news. Otis has a brain tumor.
Oh, sorry, Dad.
Yeah. And he's laying behind my chair, Cinnamon, if you're wondering where he's at. He's right here.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I checked.
Oh.
That is bad news.
Yeah.
He's responding well to medication, so he should be able to deal with this for a little while.
I'll strap a microphone on him probably next week, and he'll be able to talk to Bianchi anyway.
Yeah, that is some sad news. I don't know how I'm going to structure my life without Otis.
I don't know how you're going to make it either, but we got to charge on. Otis ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere. You remember the Loudoun County teacher that stood up and said, boys are boys, girls are girls? I don't know
Byron
if this...
Byron Cross?
I don't know if this is it or not, but...
That they do fire.
Now they put him on a...
My name is Tanner Cross, and I am speaking out of love for those who suffer with gender dysphoria. 50 Minutes this past Sunday interviewed over 30 young people who transitioned, but they felt led astray because lack of pushback or how easy it was to make physical changes to their bodies in just 3 months. They are now detransitioning. It's not my intention to hurt anyone, but there are certain truths that we must face when ready. We condemn school policies like 8040 and 8035 because it will damage children, defile the holy image of God. I love all of my students, but I will never lie to them regardless of the consequences. I'm a teacher, but I serve God first, and I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against my religion, it's lying to a child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God.
Now, he got suspended, put on administrative leave.
Oh,
Oh, you forgot you're not a DJ anymore. They're done.
Me and Otis were dancing there for a second.
Oh.
Jamming.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, he's on leave. Paid leave, I believe. I don't think they can get rid of him. Yeah, but, yeah, 60 Minutes had 30 young people on that who they were transitioning, but now they want to stop and go back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
Well, that's good news because it's hopefully it'll make people realize, you know,
yeah.
You know, life isn't all that much better on the, you know, on the other side. This and what I'm about to say should make Pianchi happy. There was in the last week, there was a father who went up to the school board. I think it was in Atlanta, and he said to them, "My child is not coming to school anymore with the mask." And nobody's child should come to school with a mask. And as a result of that, the school board rescinded its mask mandate.
Wow.
Somebody stood
well,
up.
Yeah.
That's what parents are supposed to do. That's what the stakeholders are supposed to do. It's their school district.
Mm-hmm.
Superintendents. Teachers, principals, and teachers' unions, most of all, is not their school district. It belongs to the people, and the people are supposed to say, this is what we want our children to know. If you can't teach it, you got to go.
And the reason why I mention it is not only because of the success, but because of the failures that preceded it. There have been about four or five videos of other parents who have stood up in front of school boards and... didn't go anywhere. I mean, they made their points well, you know, well said, but didn't make any changes. This one seemed like they made a change.
Now, since we're talking about that, I'll play this little guy.
That MGM Casino.
As soon as this commercial ends, or probably have another one after.
Must see another fed up student face school board. Head on. But real quick, if this is your first time here and you like our reports, please consider subscribing and tapping.
Now you got to listen carefully to this little girl. And I think a little boy comes up next. I'm not sure.
And remember, you can access Next News Network ad-free, uncensored bonus content and exclusive interviews at nextnewsnetwork.com. 100% fed up with sports. Recently, a young boy spoke out about the hypocrisy with students on wearing masks. The video of his speech before the school board went viral. Now, we have a young girl. You completely roast your school board over the hypocritical mask mandates. Take
somebody's
a look.
Making some noise. Gotta stop.
Not me.
My name is Sarah Cook, and I do not like these masks. And these masks are horrible. Like, and one of my friends said that his friend fainted because of a mask. Like, wow, congrats. And you don't even touch each other can feel. They're breathing in the same dirty air, and my cousin said they're afraid to take off the mask. Great job. You're creating public schools with fearful children. Wow. I'm so proud of you guys. Wow.
She's clapping her hands. You know.
And I don't think barely anybody likes masks in school. Their children are suffocating. You don't know what it feels like. And just, it's nonsense. Seriously. Like, why would you do that? Why in the world would you do that? And God created us so we can be free people. And we're not being free here. All at public schools. Okay? So I would take your masks off if I were you. And I'm not wearing a mask right now, and I never will as much as I can. And George Washington made America so we could be free citizens of the United States of America. And the Statue of Liberty is for liberty and freedom, and we're not free. So maybe you just don't believe in George Washington or God. Or like the boss of you or someone is controlling you. Stand up and take these masks off these children. Don't be afraid. And we voted you to be the school board members we wanted you to be. Okay, so please make the schools better, not worse. But
Oh,
that
wow.
Little...
There's the next, when she grows up, senator.
Girl.
Yeah.
Any rhetoric or speech that goes against her is not protected by the First Amendment.
Wow.
And anything that you say that would fall into that category should frankly send you to jail.
Now, there's a little
anyway,
boy coming
just
up.
Days ago, we reported that a young boy called out his teachers in another viral video. Take a look at that.
Turned 10 years old. I just turned 10 years old, and I am a fourth grader at Felix A. Williams. I expected school to be a little bit different in the beginning, but I didn't think it would stay this way all year long, and I was surprised by the room. A lot of them didn't make any sense to me, like the fact that we were not allowed to play on the playground or have student council or turn to face each other at lunch. And we also have to wear masks outside at PE and on track. I love my school and all, but my teachers seem really stressed, and that makes me feel bad. One teacher walks around with a clipboard full of referrals for any student whose mask isn't on properly. It makes me feel scared. That same teacher yells at us having our masks down to drink water while we are outside in car line. She told us we had to wait until we were in our parents' car to have a drink of water. She had her mask down the entire time while she was yelling at us, which makes me and all my friends very mad. This happens a lot. And it seems unfair teachers take their masks off while they yell at us kids and that we need to pull ours up. I asked my mom if there is a word for this, and she said there is. Hypocrisy. Wearing a mask all day makes me feel really tired and gives me really bad headaches. Sometimes I miss school and I need to lay low in the dark until they're gone. My mask also sticks to my face when it's really hot and it makes it hard to breathe. I feel like I can't catch my breath and that makes me feel claustrophobic and anxious. It's really stressful. I finished taking all of my FSAs and I had a hard time focusing with the mask on. A few weeks ago, I ran into my teacher outside of school. She didn't even recognize me, because she's never seen my face before. But I knew it was her because she sits at her desk a lot without a mask on. I know my teacher has asthma and everything, but I understand why it's hard for her to wear a mask, and I think she should have that choice. But I should too. I have allergies, and I feel really anxious with my face covered, but I'm not allowed a mask break like her. It seems unfair. All this seems unfair, and it doesn't make sense. I miss seeing people's face. I miss the way things used to be. I'm scared they'll never go back to normal. Breathing freely doesn't seem like something we should have to ask any other people for permission for. Please make masks optional today. It would be so awesome to end the school year on a really happy note like that. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, John. You did a good job.
Yeah. Thank you, John. You did a good job.
Yeah, two are taking the kids. Great.
Two students, one in 10 years old, and it looks like the other one about five.
Well, it's a lot of good kids out there. I was at the restaurant the other day. I guess it was, yesterday was Friday. I guess it was Thursday to get some a little snack. It was young high school, just graduated, a young white male.
Mm-hmm.
And he was reading a book. He was standing there at the door greeting people as they came in. I sat down. I said, I want to go order. And we got to talking. And I noticed he was reading 1984 George Orwell book, one that I have. So we started talking. And it was so refreshing to hear his position on, which is basically conservative in some of the things we talk about.
Wow.
So I went in to give him a short lesson on American history, which he was quite aware of from the Revolutionary War on down through the defeat of the Japanese emperor, talking about critical race and so on and so on and so on. So that was a little hope and a gleaming light that I experienced.
Right. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
And now he's got his own Blog Talk radio show and Don's his first guest.
Bianchi's his first guest.
That's right. Bianchi's his first guest.
Wow. Have you guys seen this Chipman He wants to be alcohol, tobacco, firearm. He wants to be
They say he's really hard.
This guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, got to watch the tape on this guy. I don't know how he even got appointed to this job. Well, he's not got it yet, but.
Well, that's Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He's been whispered to.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. I've been watching some of this Laura, what's her last name? Laura Boebert, another appointee. Jesus. I don't know where he came up with these people or whoever came up with these people. They're extreme, very extreme.
Now they all got the stamp made in China on their ass. So now you know.
Mm. Yeah. Well, he wants to take your guns. I'll guarantee you that. He can't even tell you what an assault weapon is.
Oh, right. So, yeah.
If they've asked him, I don't know, John Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, asked him, I don't know, how many times, what do you think an assault rifle is? And he, the ATF, no. What do you think it is? He couldn't pin him down at all. He wouldn't answer the question.
Kennedy from Louisiana.
He sure is. I like him. I do. I like him a lot.
Well, we got a few. We don't have seemingly enough. And...
No,
we have to attack this from every damn end. All bets off, fellas. Every bet is off.
Yeah, Bianchi, before you got here, I brought up the new executive order by Biden. Have you heard about it?
Yeah. Well, it's hard to keep up with him. Which one? What did he say?
The one that says if you're going to go into the industry to make solar panels, the other industry of making lithium, you cannot mine the rare earth minerals necessary for those products from the United States.
Well, that means that he's a bedwetch for China.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, now, I kind of looked into this. And what the White House is saying, what the spokesmen for the White House are saying, is that because of environmentalists and some politicians blocking the mining of it. He didn't want to put any of that into jeopardy, but he wants the stuff to be, and we're supposed to, he wants the raw materials brought here to the United States, and we manufacture it here in the United States. And let me tell you the cities or the countries we're supposed to get it from. Crap. Canada, Australia, and Brazil, and a few others producers. But he said that that is a real threat between the politicians and the environmentalists, shutting down mining while they're forcing things through courts and putting the whole thing at risk. We'll see. We'll see how that flies, because he promised the miners that he wasn't going to shut down mining.
Right.
And they were expecting him to expand mining.
I didn't hear him say that. I heard him say, I did hear him say, though, that they could learn, they could work on computers. I did hear him say that.
Yeah.
The miners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a question he was asked about the miners losing their jobs.
Mm.
It's almost as bad as Hillary Clinton.
Sure, that's going to be his excuse, but now we're dependent upon the shipping lanes and the whims of the countries that we need those minerals from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going back to the guy who's going to be ahead of ATF.
Shipman.
I got in an argument with a person last night. He was talking about the mass shooting. And he constantly talk about AR-15. I told him, I said, well, if you go to the Uniform Crime Report,
mm-hmm.
Data Table 8, and it shows that you get more people in America killed with knives, fists, and clubs than with rifles, which the AR-15 is. Oh, hell no, that's a lie. Well, there it is. Look at it.
Right.
It's been like that for years. Rifles have not been the major source of homicide in the United States, if I remember correctly.
The handguns.
Handguns and knives.
Yeah.
And you've had people commit mass stabbings with knives around the world. I think a case or two here in the United States. Who come up with these crazy ideas?
The Philippines, they have those mass murderers. I saw a video one time where a guy had a machete. Well, wasn't quite a machete, but it was a long knife, and he's chasing two cops.
God almighty.
And another case for you, Donnie. The other day was George Floyd commemoration.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There on 8th in Chicago, 38th in Chicago, where they got his memorial.
Mm.
And there was a news on-site remote newscast going on. You seen the camera on the news reporter with his back to the memorial, and all of a sudden, guess what happened?
I heard it.
Burned down.
Shooting broke out.
A shooting.
Oh, I seen it.
And the damn reporter ducks for cover.
He sure did. I'm gone. End of that report.
Well, wait a minute. Then you had, I sent you another story where you had this this woman who lives near there. And she called 911 on a domestic assault situation.
Mm-hmm.
So 911 operators say, well, you got to go down the street, about the 35th Street, and meet the police there because they're not coming up there.
I'll be damned. That's something.
They asked for police reform, and you can't ask them. If somebody attacks a cop, so what are they supposed to, well, why come she didn't call a social worker is what I want to know.
Yeah, that's what the Biden administration wants. Yeah, just call a social worker. That'll help you work it out.
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus.
Come down to 35th Street. Then when the police got through talking with them, they gave her a lift about a block up toward where she lived and said, you got to get out of here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
That's terrible.
So they'll be defunding the social workers before it's over with.
You think social workers are going to stay on that particular job if they actually do get called and they have to go to the scene?
Not what they get paid, no.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
No.
Even if they get a huge raise, you'd be crazy to take that on.
Without a cop escort, yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
First person to call the cop will be the social worker.
Yeah.
Yeah, in St. Louis, some guy stole a Mustang, and this police officer seen it and while he was on patrol, pulled up behind it and turned his lights on, and the Mustang sped off. Running through the city, speeding. They're around Kings Highway and Natural Bridge. There's a place there, if you had $1,000 a day, you couldn't get car insurance.
No.
Finally, he crashed the car, jumps out, and runs.
The police runs at him. He ended up shooting the guy.
No. He ended up shooting the guy. This happened a year ago. He ended up shooting the guy. Now people are all up in arms. And I think he's facing dismissal or something. He's on leave or something like that.
Mm.
But, you know, when you run from the police, that there is automatic felony.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a felony if you run.
They don't quite like it either. I mean, they got their adrenaline flowing. When they catch you, they beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. Oh, that's the way to work that adrenaline off, right?
Yeah. sure helps their swing with the baton.
I mean, a person that ain't had sex in 4 or 5 years, the first 2 minutes ain't slow motion.
I didn't.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't say a word. Oh.
Kind of like jackrabbits.
Yeah, sort of like it. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have been following the fake noose stories that's been going around.
Mm-mm. Oh, noose popped up again?
Oh, yeah. Then no. If you call these nooses, one is holding a fence, and it looks, you know, it's holding a fence up, actually. You can see it. And they said that's a noose, and that's racist. And there was a wire look, you know, they hook on and take up, like, hammers when you're on, you know, like the third or fourth floor. You need something down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. They can hook it up. That's one. They said it was a noose. It's crazy.
Last weekend, an Amazon fulfillment center being built in Connecticut was completely shut down because somebody found a rope on the construction site that scared them. It wasn't just any rope, however. It was, according to reports, quote, a rope that could be interpreted as a noose. Could be interpreted as. But it wasn't just one. Over the past month, a total of 7 ropes have been discovered on this construction site that have a loop on the end.
Windsor police confirmed Thursday afternoon they discovered yet another noose inside the warehouse, the 7th so far. Officers say the rope was hanging over a beam on the 4th floor following a lunch break.
The entire Windsor community is appalled and sickened by these events and that they're occurring. And we will not leave any stone unturned to identify the perpetrators.
One of the alleged nooses that caused the entire construction site to be completely shut down last weekend is this one, which was pictured in a local news report. I'm no foreman, but I have worked numerous odd jobs on construction sites when I was a teen, and I can tell you that's no noose. That is a rope holding together the fence or holding one of the gates shut to the job site. I'd like to collect that $100,000 reward, please, for cracking the case. It really is a $100,000 reward.
Amazon saying we continue to be deeply disturbed by the incidents happening at the construction site. And Amazon is now offering a $100,000 reward to help catch those responsible.
And when this investigation is concluded, I would be willing to bet that there's a 99.99% chance that those alleged nooses, one of which was seen hanging from a rafter, are going to be found out to be choker ropes or choker straps, which are commonly used on construction sites to hoist tools up scaffolding or up to a second story or to lift pipes or wires or other materials. In fact, there are countless YouTube videos about how to tie what's called a scaffold hitch or a rolling hitch knot and demonstrating the uses for such knots in construction. The NAACP is meeting with Amazon workers, and they are conducting anti-discrimination and awareness training with all of the employees on the site.
And this morning, 5 more ropes that police say could actually be considered nooses were found again.
The first thing that came to mind when I heard this story was maybe Bubba Wallace was working at that warehouse and got paranoid and called the FBI again, because we all know about how that noose story turned out, which I called as a hoax the second it broke. At first, I thought that it would turn out to be an extension cord coiled up in the garage, but the fact that it was just the handle on the garage door pull was even more hilarious.
The reaction among some conservatives to the Bubba Wallace story, there was, I guess, inevitably, you had people like Dinesh D'Souza and Mark Dice and others who came out immediately and said, you know, that they think that this is all made up, questioning the legitimacy of the story, claiming somehow this is a Jesse Smollett thing.
Well, the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office down there said that they found no evidence of a federal crime. They sent 15 FBI agents to interview people to look at video And they, what they believe they found is that the noose that, that was identified in Bubba Wallace's garage, it appears to have been a garage pole.
We've been down this road many times before. It wasn't that long ago that somebody thought they discovered a noose hanging in a Cracker Barrel restaurant and took a picture of it and did what all lunatics do, posted it on Twitter to alert the world. Cracker Barrel immediately investigated this great crime and then posted this follow-up statement.
I'll tell you about that in just a second.
Protein powder dissolves instantly.
It's as easy as toss it in.
We're sorry this happened. This antique electric soldering iron has an original wrapped cord that should not have been displayed. We have removed the item from our East Windsor store. Many thanks to the guest who notified us of this so that we could correct our error. A couple years ago, students at Michigan State University completely freaked out after somebody discovered a noose hanging on campus there. And, well, there was an investigation, and it turned out that it was just a broken shoelace.
We have an update on the racial incident reported at MSU this morning. Turns out the noose that was found hanging outside a dorm room was actually just a leather shoelace. Police investigated after it was found hanging on a door handle inside a residence hall this morning. MSU says the shoelace and its match found outside the dorm were packaged in a way that someone could perceive them to look similar to a noose.
Oh, my God. This is getting so freaking stupid now. I mean, it's silly season.
I wish I had been on that construction site, the foreman, and they would have been sitting there in the office and said, give it 5 minutes, our foreman's coming in, he's going to speak on this.
Yeah, well, they're right in front of the gate. Pianchi, they're right in front of the gate where this rope is holding together a fence that looks like it's been ran into, and it's holding it, trying to hold it together. That's all this thing is. And you see the NCAA right there.
I would have came in there, and they opened the door, and their eyes would have gasped. A black man's coming in to defend the ropes.
Yeah. Can you – it just makes them look foolish, and it makes every – it makes their race look foolish. That's what they do.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you – in a way, I kind of like this. I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of blacks don't, and I am getting sick and tired, and a lot are too, being bunched in to this separate ethnic group. Or
right.
Should I say being monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want to get under some of these people's skin, what you need to say is three words. All blacks, well, four words. All blacks are not alike. Because a lot of this mess is really foolish.
Yes, it is.
And
I don't
know.
In the meantime,
in Chicago, and this coming Monday will be me starting off a new count. But as of Wednesday, the total black shot by other blacks since Memorial Day 2020 is 4,804 with 737 murders.
That's an army division. I mean, you know.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You don't hear nothing said.
No. Nothing at all.
The NAACP in Missouri put out a travel advisory to blacks traveling through Missouri. I ain't jiving. You can look it up. Saying
yeah.
Travel through Missouri, you stand the risk of being killed by a white police officer.
What?
Now, here's the thing here, Daniel. You know who made your funding, where they made your funding come from? It comes from white businesses.
Yeah.
Blacks don't contribute to the NAACP. You remember some years back, Donnie, they was about ready to go under.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they had to, some people had to step forward, some companies had to step forward and search some cash into them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't they have a travel advisory for Chicago, South Side and West Side?
man.
Where all these killings is going over.
Right. Purple Pill or Fly Catch in the chat room, black crime doesn't count. It only becomes newsworthy when a white guy is involved. And Fly Catch. I'm not on in the studio part of it. I'm usually looking for other things, so that's why.
I'm alive in the chat room.
All right. You take care of the chat room for me, would you?
All right. Yes, sir.
I'm always doing something else.
I got you. I'm still listening. I'm still here, but I
I know. Yeah.
I just hit them up because I've talked to them before. That's crazy, Pianchi, what you were talking about.
Well, you're right, but nobody challenged them.
No.
I mean,
they don't.
Is that a statewide thing? They're saying if you travel through Missouri, the entire state?
The entire state.
Oh, my gosh.
And here's the point. I don't know who in the hell gives them the authority to do something like that anyway, but
I know.
They did.
Mm.
It's like it's a no man's land, like vigilante Missouri, you know? I mean, that's ridiculous.
And now, you know, you had some white guy in St. Peter's, Missouri, and he made a statement, an anti-black statement, and supposedly he had some bomb-making tools at the house or something like that. So the NAACP, now St. Peter's is about, oh, hell. I guess it's about a good hour ride, maybe 45 minutes from St. Louis. And they're out there trying to get their usual. They want some training and all that stuff. And they didn't want the man. He was out on bail. They wanted to keep him locked up. Here's the point. One of the reasons why come blacks is moving across the Missouri River into St. Charles County, which is majority white, with majority white police, because they flee in crime from St. Louis and St. Louis County. That organization don't seemingly want to address.
Well, which makes sense. You want to get away from crime. Go where there's little crime. But they didn't.
If it goes true with what they're saying, you stand a chance of getting shot by white police, then why are these blacks moving into these large white majority counties that have white police and sheriffs on their force, majority?
Good question. I don't know.
And speaking about topics related to that, anybody hear about one of the founders or co-founders of Black Lives Matter had to resign? She gave
a reason,
but we all know what the reason is. She spent about $3.6 million on white neighborhoods.
She did resign.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Pocket full of cash, I would imagine. You know? Has anybody seen, oh, God, this guy must be crazy. Hold on for a minute. I'm trying to get this under control. Anything
hey,
about it? Anything about Arizona at all?
Hey, regarding the ballot counting?
Yeah. Somebody just.
I heard the company quit.
Yeah, one
oh,
of the.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
They drug up.
This guy sent from Political Hub. I don't know what that is, but.
Holy smoke, this ain't no joke, guys. We have a huge, huge, awesome win in Arizona because of this thing that just happened. So we're going to talk about it. I'm going to give you all the latest updates with the five-letter A word that's going on, basically what the IRS does to you when you're a naughty boy. I know. I really don't want to say
that. I don't know what the hell that is. I don't have a clue. So,
I did hear that Georgia, some of the election committee, found 30,000 fraudulent ballots in Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean,
What was it? Biden supposedly beat Trump by 12,000, and they found 30,000 fraudulent votes, ballots.
Hmm. Well, this, somebody just sent this about we won Georgia, too, it says. So I there's some lady. Let me see what it, she said.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the channel. My name is Hillary Hill. Thank you for joining me. All right. I am going to inform you guys a little bit of all of the drama that has been going on with Taylor Greene, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and AOC. This is
well, the title of this, We Won Georgia. That's what it says. So I don't know why she's talking about AOC.
A lot of back and forth between the two of those ladies. So let me get to all the details. Before I do want you to go.
Never mind. Well, check it out later.
It's going to come down to the wire here pretty soon. Daniel?
I'm here.
Teach your mom how to soak her hands in vinegar. She don't have to go to Planet Fitness. Soak them in vinegar. Then she can bitch slap some one of these leftists because the time is coming.
Right. We're ready. Hey, we're ready.
Yeah, just haul off and bitch slap them.
She's got to have a leather strap she whipped me with when I was young, so she could maybe soak that in a little bit.
That's a masterpiece. Don't mess with that. Hang it up on the wall.
Yeah, I remember that. Sure enough, I remember that.
Don't forget the big wooden paddle, too, I have.
Yeah, I remember that. I had to hide that damn thing one time.
I still have that, Daniel.
I know. You must have found it. I hid it at one point in time.
Yeah, I used to do that stuff, too.
And the worst, of course, is picking your own switch.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That ain't never big enough.
I had an auntie up in Harvey, Illinois. She had a dog named Buster, and I swear Buster used to tell on me because I'd come in the house, she'd make me go out there and get some. She'd say, get some off that rose bush, and they had the thorns on them.
Granny was a sidewinder, boy.
Man.
Oh, damn. You know what? I tell you right now, if our parents started right now and we were growing up and they did that, they'd be in prison for 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I remember, go cut me a switch. What? I didn't even know what the hell that was. Well, I found out real quick what it was.
But my best weapon was putting the fear of God in them. You just wait till your daddy gets home.
It worked. It worked, too. I broke out a window one time with a basketball. I was kicking it up against the house.
Uh-huh.
Mama was like, wait till your daddy gets home. And I just cried for about 2 hours. That's all I could do was cry. And then he got home, and she went up to him and was telling him all about it. And he just looked at me and said, you know, boy, don't do it again. You know, that was it. He didn't do nothing to me. You know, but Mama,
mistake.
Boy.
Kathy wanted you in prison, but your dad was right. Your mama wanted to beat to about an inch of your life.
Yeah, but the bad thing about it is he never laid a hand on them, mm-hmm. You know. But I put the fear of him into them for about an hour or two before he got home from work, and they were sweating it out, and he never did nothing to them.
That was punishment enough.
Yeah.
No, you know what used to happen to me? With us then at that time, we used to get whoopings for old and new. Other words, it wasn't the very thing you done, it was accumulate.
Yeah.
And after you get to a certain level, time to pay that credit, boy.
Yeah. And here's one for the last time you did that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Yucky's right.
Well, don't you think I forgot about it the last time you did that?
Yeah.
You know?
Man.
So
must have been from the same household.
My granddad used to wake me up about 12 o'clock beating my butt.
Get out of that bed. Oh, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, when he was dying on his deathbed, I held his hand and I thanked him for every time he whooped my ass.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. Granddaddy, I want to thank you for every time you whooped my butt.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. What's going on now, I believe. They took discipline away from the parents.
Whatever happened to the discipline in the schools?
I don't know, but yeah. I got the pedal that beat my ass. I got it downstairs. Every time you got it, you had to sign it. There's so many damn names on that paddle. I bet I could sell it. Put it.
We had the
school days.
Guy in our high school named Amos Berry. Big Mr. Berry. He used to carry that paddle, man. Go in the bathroom, boy, you hear all kind of ooh, ah, ouch, and all that. Door come flying open. People come running out of there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, girls got swats, too.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it was really more about, you know, embarrassment at school. You know, if you were in the hallway getting a paddling, everybody knew about it. You know, it was sort of embarrassing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had to send a letter home to your parents or something like that, you know. And then you got it when you got home, you know.
I remember one teacher, Mr. Clipper, told me in the ninth grade, said, 8:10 in the morning, your ass is mine till 3:10 in the afternoon. Don't forget it. I didn't either, man, because he'd lift you right off the ground. That boy was 6'6" and about 350 pounds. He was a big monster.
Ooh.
Oh, hell no, I didn't want another one from him.
Right.
Stunning my damn growth.
But I don't think you can do it any high school now, right?
No, you go to
jail. You can't do that. No, you can't do it in your house.
Now, there's one, so hold on for a minute. I was going to play it last week, but I didn't. Let's see if I still have it. You guys, a teacher paddled a girl in her office in front of her mother and didn't get in any trouble whatsoever. And it went viral on the internet.
Huh.
Yeah, sure did. I mean, you can hear the...
The mom was all right with it, right?
I don't think so. No, she wasn't all right with it. She wasn't all right with it at all. So she went to the Board of Education, and they got together and said, oh, no, we're not going to discipline her. She, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't, but they didn't. Right, boy, I got that tape somewhere. I have to look for it. I might have got rid of it.
All these kids now are fighting in high school, and they post it on YouTube and all this, and, you know, it's a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Fighting
how about
school.
14-year-old girl got jumped by six kids and two adults in a classroom. Two of the kids didn't even go to that school, and one of the adults was 37 years old. Beat the hell out of the little girl. Yeah, beat the hell out of her.
How did they even get in the school?
They just walked in. Just walked in. That's exactly what the police report says. They just walked through the front door. Yeah.
That was because...
What, gentlemen?
That was because three of the kids were students at the school. They just went in and let them in.
Yeah, they got them in. True.
God.
But a 37-year-old woman, I don't know. They didn't say what the age of the other adult was.
I'm assuming it's got to be close to 18.
I would.
Or they would have made a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see, they got her in a corner just kicking and swinging, and it's just terrible. But they know who they are, and they're all in trouble, so hopefully something comes about it. I don't know. We'll see. We shall see.
In case anybody's wondering why I'm quiet.
Yeah, we were wondering. You're probably eating.
Yeah, I'm eating right now, but I'm listening to everything that everybody's saying.
Oh.
So when I finish eating, then everybody will go, oh, God, he's back. So don't worry.
Oh, yeah. That warms my heart. That warms my heart, Bill. Thank you for telling me. I'm waiting for Kathy, big Kathy, to tell us something that she's learned through the last 7 days. Anything we should be looking out for?
Well, Brennan's supposed to be at Gitmo being tried.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's true.
Yeah, I know. I know it's true.
What's going on at D.C.? Have they taken that fence down? The National Guard has left.
No, I don't know if they took the fence down. I have not heard it. If they did take it, I don't know. I have no idea. It seems like we would have heard about it if they did take it down.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. That's just it. You never know what's gonna come out of the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Have any of y'all seen Monkey Works lately?
No, I have.
Go there, Kat.
You did?
No, I forgot to go there.
Well, you need to. They got five planes up all over the place now, especially in Nevada, out there in Nevada. No, Arizona. Arizona. You know, we're finishing up the audit, and just spy planes just all over the place out there.
I'm glad you brought that up, Kat, because I have a question for all of you guys. Is there any news about the United States admitting that UFOs have disarmed our nuclear arsenal?
I haven't heard anything from the government or anything like that.
Mm. Not.
Somebody on Block Talk Radio had a show about it, but the way that she was presenting it, it didn't make sense.
Well, did they mention that Gezerra or Nazara? Did they mention that?
That's my memory, Kat.
Okay.
I have heard for a few minutes something disabled our nuclear power. And they said they seen something in the sky.
Well, supposedly when Gezerra, that's the global economic reform thing, that all nuclear, everything has to be disabled. Mm-hmm. You know?
Everything has to be disarmed, Kat?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if y'all been seeing about Nazara. That's the national, which is what's supposed to be going on right now. And then the Gezerra is a global. But the new currency, you know, backed by gold, the new economic reform, you know. And supposedly, all nuclear has to go, you know, all over the world. Have you seen anything about the Three Gorges Dam in China? Have y'all seen anything about that?
No.
Right, and you won't on the mainstream media.
I mean, they're releasing the water, and it's flooding really. They're saying it's cyclones and stuff. Typhoons, flooding really, really bad in China, but under those dams there's like huge cabal facilities and a big CIA facility under there too.
And scientific laboratories where they are doing experiments on human beings and trafficking human beings and stuff like that.
But that is a huge, huge dam in China, you know, huge.
Yeah, this dam isn't like the Wheeler or Wilson Dam that dams up the Tennessee River. This dam is like 10 to 15 times the size of our dams here in America. It is huge.
And it's just flooding really, really bad in China.
I haven't heard that.
The water, you know.
Hmm.
Well, I've seen a picture of it on, they're supposed to blow it up, you know, as soon as, because it's got all those tunnels and everything under it, those facilities.
Yeah.
As soon as they get the water level down enough, you know, blow it up.
Right.
I'll tell you something, Donnie, that we did hear. And I looked for it. I don't have a Facebook account, though. I couldn't look. They said it was posted on Facebook out of Mena, Nevada, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with a human trafficking site in Mena, Nevada. And believe it or not... I mean, the video was up. They said it was all over Facebook. I couldn't find it. Facebook's probably taking it down. I don't know. But this place had the technology, you know, whether it was a tunnel underground or maybe a mountain, but they had a shield up, okay? A shield, like you would see off of a space movie.
Mm-hmm.
And our space command, of course, we've stolen a lot of the technology back that's been held from us for over 10,000 years, whatever, a million years. But on Facebook, they showed where we now have the technology to use plasma and plasma beams that was shot down from, I guess, our space command or a satellite or a ship of ours. In the sky, and it broke through this invisible shield. I mean, there was a battle. I don't know how else to explain it. A battle between our space command and some bad dudes that were trafficking humans here on Earth.
The military. The bad guys in the military were involved in it.
Yeah.
Too.
And it was posted on Facebook enough to where we listened to it probably on three different sites where this had happened.
Donnie, did you find that little short video of Patrick Burns I told you about?
Oh, I like Patrick Burns.
Yeah? And he's been silent for a while. You know, you hadn't heard anything. Donnie, did you find that video?
Where he was inside the airplane talking.
Oh yeah, I did see that. I did see that.
And can you repeat what he said to the others?
I can't even repeat my first name. I don't see if I can even play it. See if I still have it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But till I do, Kathy, go ahead and I'll.
Yeah,
do you remember what it says?
Yeah, I'm about to pull it up.
Well, he was on the plane. He was apologizing for
to the Patriots
for all the false information, misleading everybody out there, and that the truth would be revealed soon. You know
what it sounds like to me? It sounds like a precursor to the space hoax that the space aliens are coming.
Well, could be. Could be.
Yeah.
But we are seeing a whole lot about UFOs lately, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know.
I did pull up Invaders from Mars. I did pull that
see,
up.
See,
oh,
all
the 1953 film? Good going, Donnie.
Well, no, Bianchi sent it to me to send to Kathy, and I did.
See, all that information about the UFOs, that has been held from us, too, you know, classified.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're coming out with it, you know, so.
Yeah, matter of fact, I was supposed to Where is it now? Hold on. Where'd it go? Where did it go? Things just
well, anyway, you
quick.
Saw it, Donnie. You
yeah,
heard
I did.
What he said.
Yeah.
So, and he is a good guy, a patriot.
He seems to be. I don't know much about him besides Overstock.com. And,
well, I think a lot of it is like, you know, all the rigged election and the arrest and a lot of stuff that's been going on. I think that's what he's talking about. A lot of that will be revealed later. I don't know when, just later, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't know either.
I hope Ruby's been arrested.
Ruby?
Yeah,
that one in Atlanta that was pulling out those trays of ballots from underneath the table after everybody left.
Yeah, remember when I read that thing went out? She was like, yeah, me, if it wasn't for me and my baby, you know, even though we know.
Yeah,
there you go. We know Trump won, but if it wasn't for me and my baby, Biden would be in office. Yeah.
Amazing. Admit it, nothing ever happens.
Well, we don't know. That's why I said I hope she's been arrested.
Well, she should. If she did anything wrong, she should be. I don't care who's everybody.
Right.
If anybody messed with our election, I hope they get arrested.
Yes. They have to be.
It'd be amazing if they do, huh? You don't hear too many people getting arrested.
That's right.
They have arrested a few this time, but not very many.
Probably conservatives. They arrested something like, what, 200 for the so-called insurrection? And when they arrested the people for the Black Lives Matter, you never hear anything more about them because they get released on bail.
Yeah, when they get released, but they kept a lot of these people that in jail, in quarantine for, some of them are still in jail. Well, they won't let them out.
Well, I kind of think that's what Patrick Burns is talking about. A lot has happened that they're not releasing, you know, they're not telling us about.
Is it good news or bad news, Kat?
Great news.
Oh, great news.
Oh, yeah?
Great news.
Oh, cool.
Great news. Great news.
He was just, he apologized at first and said, I know it's been, you know, a long going here, and a lot of y'all feel like y'all, that we've led y'all on, you know, talking about the white hats. He said, you know, but he said in the near future, and I think he even had a date, but, you know, dates don't mean nothing, you know.
Right.
Mm-mm. They're all coded. He said in the near future, you know, everything will be revealed, and I just wanted to let y'all know that we're sorry, you know, it's been a long time, you know, but everything is going as planned, and it'll be over soon. That's what
he was
saying.
When I hear both of you go, it's great news. The first thing that jumps to my mind is that it involves Trump. Am I right?
I don't know. I mean, I would hope.
It
I don't
seems
know what
to be
other,
leading
what,
that way.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what other good news.
Joe, you asked me one time if Trump comes back, what will he be? And I said, well, I don't know. But I'm seeing stuff on the Internet that he won't be the president, but he will be the commander-in-chief.
Yeah, if y'all look back in history, when George Washington was sworn in, he was sworn in as commander-in-chief. They thought about it a lot because Thomas Jefferson commented on it too. Everybody thought the word president was. President has too much power. Mm-hmm. You know, George Washington was commander-in-chief of the Continental Army.
Right.
And so they felt like, well, let's just go with commander-in-chief. A president sounds more like a king.
Yeah.
And that's what they were getting away from. So they didn't want president. Somehow it turned out to be president, you know, years later. That's politics for you.
Well,
but
I asked you to look that up and see when they changed from commander-in-chief to president. Then.
Yeah, I know. I haven't done it. I know.
But
he will be back as commander-in-chief.
Well, getting
what
back,
I'm saying, we will have our republic back. See, we have it back now. It's just not revealed yet, you know. So D.C. is still the United States of America Incorporated, you know. So anyway, it'll turn out great.
Yep.
It will.
Okay, let me play this. So you guys were talking about UFOs. This 60 Minutes.
We have tackled many strange stories on 60 Minutes, but perhaps none like this. It's the story of the U.S. government's grudging acknowledgement of unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, more commonly known as UFOs. After decades of public denial, the Pentagon now admits there's something out there, and the U.S. Senate wants to know what it is. The Intelligence Committee has ordered the Director of National Intelligence and the Secretary of Defense to deliver a report on the mysterious sightings by next month.
The story will continue in a moment.
So what you're telling me is that UFOs, unidentified flying objects, are real.
Bill, I think we're beyond that already. The government has already stated for the record that they're real. I'm not telling you that. The United States government is telling you that.
Luis Elizondo spent 20 years running military intelligence operations worldwide in Afghanistan, the Middle East, and Guantanamo. He hadn't given UFOs a second thought until 2008. That's when he was asked to join something at the Pentagon called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, or ATIP.
The mission of ATIP was quite simple. It was to collect and analyze information involving anomalous aerial vehicles, what I guess in the vernacular you call them UFOs. We call them UAPs.
You know how this sounds. It sounds nutty, wacky.
Look, Bill, I'm not telling you that it doesn't sound wacky. What I'm telling you, it's real. The question is, what is it? What are its intentions or its capabilities?
Buried away in the Pentagon, ATIP was part of a $22 million program sponsored by then-Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to investigate UFOs. When Elizondo took over in 2010, he focused on the national security implications of unidentified aerial phenomena documented by U.S. service members.
Imagine a technology that can do 600 to 700 G-forces, that can fly at 13,000 miles a minute, that can evade radar, and that can fly through air and water and possibly space. And, oh, by the way, has no obvious signs of propulsion, no wings, no control surfaces, and yet still can defy the natural effects of Earth's gravity. That's precisely what we're seeing.
Elizondo tells us ATIP was a loose-knit mix of scientists, electro-optical engineers, avionics, and intelligence experts, often working part-time. Hmm. They combed through data and records and analyzed videos like this. A Navy air crew struggles to lock onto a fast-moving object off the U.S. Atlantic coast in 2015. Recently released images may not convince UFO skeptics, but the Pentagon admits it doesn't know what in the world this is, or this, or this. What do you say to the skeptic? It's refracted light, weather balloons, a rocket being launched, Venus.
In some cases, there are simple explanations for what people are witnessing, but there are some that are not. We're not just simply jumping to a conclusion that's saying, oh, that's a UAP out there. We're going through our due diligence. Is it some sort of new type of cruise missile technology that China has developed? Is it some sort of high-altitude balloon that's conducting reconnaissance? Ultimately, when you have exhausted all those what-ifs and you're still left with the fact that this is in our airspace and it's real, that's when it becomes compelling and that's when it becomes problematic.
Former Navy pilot Lieutenant Ryan Graves
calls whatever is out there a security risk. He told us his F-18 squadron began seeing UAPs hovering over restricted airspace southeast of Virginia Beach in 2014 when they updated their jet's radar, making it possible to zero in with infrared targeting cameras.
So you're seeing it both with the radar and with the infrared, and that tells you that there is something out there.
Pretty hard to spoof that.
These photographs were taken in 2019 in the same area. Pentagon confirms these are images of objects it can't identify. Lieutenant Graves told us pilots training off the Atlantic coast see things like that all the time.
Every day. Every day for at least a couple of years. No.
Wait a minute. Every day for a couple of years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see an exhaust.
Including this one. Off the coast of Jacksonville, Florida in 2015, captured on a targeting camera by members of Graves' squadron.
Look at that thing. It's rotating. My gosh. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Look at that thing, dude.
You can sort of hear the surprise in their voices.
You certainly can. They seem to have broke character a bit. And we're just kind of amazed at what they were seeing.
What do you think when you see something like this?
This is a difficult one to explain. You have rotation. You have high altitudes. You have propulsion, right? I don't know. I don't know what it is, frankly.
He told us pilots speculate they are one of three things, secret U.S. technology, an adversary spy vehicle, or something otherworldly.
I would say, you know, the highest probability is it's a threat observation program.
Could it be Russian or Chinese technology?
I don't see why not.
Are you alarmed?
I am worried, frankly. You know, if these were attackable jets from another country that were hanging out up there, it would be a massive issue. But because it looks slightly different, we're not willing to actually look at the problem in the face. We're happy to just ignore the fact that these are out there watching us every day.
The government.
And boy, do they, they're fast, a lot faster than anything we have, whatever it is. If they lock on to it and it just buzzes right through it.
Yeah.
So, breaks the lock. I've been watching that series on Skinwalker Ranch, which is fascinating.
Yeah, you were talking about that last week, Donnie.
Yeah, that's a fascinating place, I'll tell you that. And I guess it always has been, because different owners have had it and experienced all kinds of things. And I can't remember the guy's name, but he's in the trying to build the first spaceship, and I can't think of the goddamn name. He bought the property and he sold it to the guy's got it now, and they find cows that, you know, the eyes are missing or something, and nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, nothing hasn't been shot or anything. Then they pick, you know, they take it to the far end of the property, and for the other animals to, you know, survive, and they don't touch it. It just sits there and it lays there, and no animal goes near it.
Huh.
And a vet.
Well, that.
They called vets in there and everything. They never seen anything like it.
Mm-mm. Well, I watched it the other night when you called me, Donnie.
Okay.
And the old farmhouse where they had their, you know, gadgets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they were insinuating that might be a portal, you know, a portal in the house. And I've seen a lot of weird stuff on the internet about portals, you know.
Right.
You know, the temperature and the heat and the cold and everything.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that one guy said, the guy from Huntsville, Alabama said, you know, temperature dropped about 20 degrees in just that one spot.
Hmm.
But,
well,
you know, they've had the previous family from the second owner come and visit the ranch, and they show pictures of what their grandfather has taken, because he investigated that property for 29 years, because there's so many things that was happening that was unbelievable, and they showed some pictures that how in the hell that happened.
Yeah.
Well, folks, you ought to check it out.
Well,
there is a Skinwalker documentary. Go ahead,
what
Fiona.
We need to do is get some tents, canteens, and pork and beans and go camp out near there.
I'm with it. I'm not going out there, that's for sure. Y'all can go.
Yeah, you guys go to the portal. I don't want to. I'm a sissy. I am a sissy.
Well, when you go through them portals on the other side, they usually take care of you, like give you a completely rebuilding.
Well, my luck, it would be John McCain and George W. Bush waiting for me to talk to.
Oh, that would be something.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah.
Tell them about those portals at those Hilton hotels.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
I'll make it short and sweet, y'all. Believe it or not, I mean, this Hilton guy was in cahoots with, well, really whoever he wanted to be. But obviously it was some mad scientist, because you can go, I don't know if it's the top floor, I don't know if it's the basement, but in every major Hilton, and I say major, you know, probably New York City, Paris, Frankfurt, Germany, wherever the major ones are, they have a special room in every Hilton, every major Hilton, that has a portal. You walk in, it's like an elevator, they say, and you hit maybe H3 for Hilton 3. Well, that's New York. And you just, I don't know if you walk through it, I don't know how portals work, but you can go directly from Paris to New York from right then and there. Hilton, and every Hilton.
And I'm sure not every customer would have access to that.
Oh, just, nobody has access to it except...
just special, particular elites, you know.
Is that like a wormhole? Are they talk about wormholes?
I don't know, Donnie. No.
No, I do believe there's some strange stuff in our world that, you know, from the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
All this, how did they do all this stuff? It's just amazing.
It's
amazing.
Boggling. Yeah, it is.
Is it South America? They've got on top of those mountains, maybe the Andes, they've got those huge, huge drawings.
The lithographs or whatever they're called.
Now,
you can only see them from the sky.
Yeah, they're huge.
Oh, yeah,
You know, I mean, who did that? How did they do it? And they've been there for a very, very long time.
And how were they so meticulous with the drawing itself to make it look like something from the sky?
Yeah.
How would you do that?
The Nazca lines you guys are talking about.
What is it, Cinnamon?
It's called the Nazca lines.
The Nazca line?
Nazca.
Nazca?
Kinda, yeah.
No, never mind. I can't. I'm coming
that's
for
close.
Coffee. Keep talking. I want
to
hear this.
That's close enough, Donnie.
Sound good.
Well, I don't know. I can't hear very well, Kathy. So be quiet in there. Okay, what do you know about it, Cinnamon?
No, they were trying to think of what they were called, and I was just saying that that's what they were called. No, they have no idea how they were made. They don't know if it was some like message to to the ones in the sky or.
Well,
some kind of weird art that they decided to do, but yeah.
If you think about it, when they were made way back then, before we could fly as human beings at all, when they were made, it would have to, it sort of have to be a sign to the whoever.
Extraterrestrial.
Or they don't like being called that, non-terrestrial. They like being called non-terrestrials. Don't call them extraterrestrials.
That's what we've heard on the Internet.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Now, they're politically correct? Oh, fuck.
I reckon.
Oh, God.
I reckon they are.
Yeah.
They got their pride, too.
they say if you're extra, then you're not really meant to be. You're just something that was either made or you just came along. You're extra. They've been here longer than us, and they say, hey, we want to be called non-terrestrial. We're not not extra. We're not extra anything.
Tell them to see your shop steward.
Right. Yeah. I ain't telling them nothing. No, I would like to meet non-terrestrial. Though.
I wouldn't.
A nice one. Not a bad one.
No way. No way. Scare me to death.
I wouldn't mind it.
Well, in your lifetime, Daniel, you may get your wish.
Yeah, I want it to be on my ground, though. I don't want to go flying around the universe, you know, to meet somebody. They're obviously already here. I just think we would not be thinking right if we didn't think that they weren't already here. There's just too much going on.
Well, like I said, a lot has been kept from us.
Yeah, with what little we know, we're sitting here saying, well, all of us believe in non-terrestrials, whatever. If we heard what has been kept from us, we really would believe, you know? I mean,
yeah. I think it threw a lot of people into shock, too, you know? I do.
Yeah, this is I think an eyewitness of paranormal activity on Skinwalker Ranch. 1118.
Brian Skinner's coming out today. He's a ranch researcher, and he's bringing with him an ex-deputy sheriff from the area named Chris Britt. Hey, Ryan. Hello. Chris? Kansas City, nice to meet you.
Tom Lewis, glad to meet you.
Come on over. Chris has some stories he wants to share, and he evidently was the officer who reported one of the cattle mutilations. So that's pretty compelling, considering he's around to talk about it and wants to.
How did you become familiar with the ranch?
I actually met Mr. Myers when I was working for the county, and he had a fascination for horses the same as me. And so I'd come down and ride with him, and from that time on, we became really good friends.
The Myers family acquired the property in the early 1900s. They, along with the old original homesteaders, really started settling the general area that has now become Skinwalker Ranch. Kenneth and Edith Myers ended up living their entire lives on the property and experienced unusual events on the property. We've heard stories about there being a lot of locks, some weird chains. Did you see any of that?
He had everything chained down. The fridge was locked, the cupboards were locked.
Yeah?
Even his car.
Why do you think that was?
When I asked Ken about all the locks, he says, Chris, he says, I wouldn't appreciate you repeating what I'm about to tell you. And I said, well, your secret's my secret. And he says, I get visitors. He says, alien activity. And he says, things come up missing. Things come up dead.
Kenneth had actually seen the aliens or knew what they looked like?
He could feel they was present. And he says, I don't know exactly why they picked my ranch to pick on me.
Did he talk about any visitations that happened in the house?
Yeah, like the screens on a window being taken out.
Really?
Really?
Okay.
And he'd tell me that at nighttime he heard something strange while he was sleeping.
Candace and I have experienced, you know, crazy things that happen on this property and especially in this ranch house. Oftentimes we do feel like we're being watched.
Keep going. You're right on top of it.
Last year, after Tom Lewis and Candace Lindy began hearing strange sounds and voices coming from below their house, we investigated a strange concrete room in the basement that was totally closed up. We drilled a hole through the wall, and we ran a camera inside. What we found was really disturbing.
Just stop right there. You see that?
Mm-hmm. It looks a lot like bones.
What in the world?
What happened right here is one of the biggest tricks you ever seen.
What
in your life.
Yeah, what happened?
King couldn't find three heifers. And I got here just at sunrise with my horse. We rode all day long, and I said, Ken, I don't know what to tell you about your heifers. We can't find fresh tracks, you know. And he had a shed right here, and King couldn't get the door to open. So we started pushing on, pushing on, pushing on. I pushed it open as far as I could to the inside. And I looked in there, and I said, Ken, you ain't gonna believe this. Your heifers are in this shed. And he goes, no, wait, how are you gonna fit three cows in there?
The heifers stuffed in there is what you're saying, locked in there.
They were stacked one on top of each other like this.
Oh, my God.
And he said, they're dead.
They're dead?
And I said, the snot's still running out of their nose. They're still alive. And I said, well, go get a glass of water and dump that right on top of that heifer's head. He did, and that damn thing come to life. Like they'd been
drugged. And you actually saw this?
I've seen it, yeah.
That is an incredible story.
There you go. And another incredible story from Skinwalker.
Oh, God.
This is a brand new high-tech way to instantly cool down any...
Let me tell you about this little cool-down thing they keep advertising.
No matter how hot it is outside, even if you have air conditioning in your house right now, summer waves are becoming worse and worse. And this summer's heat wave is predicted to be so powerful.
This little piece of crap, I've seen... You put ice cubes in it, and a fan blows over the ice cubes, and that's supposed to keep you cool, okay? It doesn't. Give you freaking money. I seen it at a store.
Oh, my God.
It's called a swamp cooler.
How much does it cost?
$19.99, but wait. If you order now, we'll include the ice cube.
I mean... Somebody really got a patent on that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been used for years. That's why they're called swamp coolers.
That's funny, huh?
Yeah. There you go.
Donnie, I think that mountain at Skinwalker Ranch, I think there's some minerals or there's something about that mountain that attracts these, you know,
whatever it is.
Yeah. Because I've seen where the rock is different colors
right.
in places. And it might have a magnetic field. It might have something.
Yeah.
You know.
That's something. And that's not too far from, you know, the military, too. So there's a lot of things. They think there's tunnels underneath this ranch. And, they're... And these are no dummies. Every one of them are top-notch scientists in different fields, like the man from Huntsville. He worked for NASA at the arsenal. And I can't even tell you all the things he does. And they got him back out there. This is his second time. Because he came back because he said he couldn't believe what he seen the first time he was out there. He didn't believe anything. And he still, you listen, what is that? And, you know, and he can't explain it. And he won't say what he thinks, you know. He's a scientist. He's got to have proof of stuff. And he shot a rocket. They shot a rocket. One of those toy kind of rockets, but it went way up in the air, and all of a sudden there's something hovering over this rocket. His white disc looking thing came out of nowhere and gone. And then, you know, the cattle stampeded that one night. It's a lot of strange things happening on, you know, I don't know. It doesn't seem to be phony with all these scientists, but it could be. I don't know. But I've heard a lot about Skinwalker Ranch. for years, decades.
And that's in Texas, right?
No.
Oh, it's not? I have no idea.
Arizona, I thought.
Oh,
I don't, to be honest with you.
I think with Area 51 and that ranch you're talking about, you know, all being in the same area, there's something going on in that area, obviously.
Yeah. I don't know where it is, Daniel. It could be in Texas for all I know, but I don't think it is. It could be. Texas can't have every damn thing, damn it.
Right. I know that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think their military bases are holding secret operations like that plasma that you were talking about, Daniel. The plasma gun. And I think they've probably been doing it for years, and they need something as a distraction away from it. So they may plant these animal mutilations, and they may plant some other types of so-called evidence about UFOs in order to keep attention away from them.
Right, right. That makes sense.
It's possible. I still believe that Wernher von Braun knew what he was talking about when he said that to look out for the false alien invasion. It's all going to be a hoax.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. But this plasma that they're experimenting with, they're supposed to be able to use that in these med beds, you know?
Oh, yeah, ultrasonic sound waves with plasma. Plasma's like a big thing. We don't know about it, obviously, but somebody does. And Mama's right. They're supposed to use the wasn't it the sound, Mama?
I don't remember.
Ultrasonic sound to help heal the body and then use plasma in whatever way you can use plasma. I have no idea. I'm not a scientist.
Hmm. Well, that would be one hell of a weapon, because if you could use some kind of plasma ray, and if it's supposed to be as destructive as I'm thinking it could be, and then again, I'm going by my scientific advisor in my comic books.
Right. I feel you. I'm feeling you.
You know. So you could have a weapon that strikes from, you know, Space Force, have the effect of a nuclear bomb without the fallout.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing with the tungsten rods, but this being a plasma beam, yeah. Mm. And think about this shield that this so-called, I mean, I wish I could have seen the Facebook post. Because then I could tell you, you know, hey, I saw the battle, so-called battle going on, but I couldn't find it on Facebook. I don't even have an account. But this shield was so fortified, you know, they acted like, you know, it they just didn't shoot the plasma beam down. It took a minute before this shield broke. And then they were able to take out the whether it was rogue military, whether it was whatever they had going on down there.
This could be some of this awesome weapons that Trump was talking about in his speeches, you know.
Oh yeah, it could.
We have unbelievable, you know, arsenal, you know.
But we have an enemy, too, obviously, because we shot this thing down at somebody and, you know, we were having problems, you know, that with them. So we have to watch out.
I think, I don't know about you guys, I think, you know, you look up once in a while, you see something that shouldn't be there or well, you go, well, that must be a shooting star or something. But it stays there. It's not, you know, it's moving, but so that eliminates the shooting star. You don't think it's a satellite, but, you know, you just don't know what it is. It could be anything. But I don't think we're the only people.
Beings in the universe.
Beings, yeah, in the universe with all.
In the universe.
Yeah.
I agree 100%.
I really believe there's a lot more.
it would be such a waste of space if there are billions of galaxies like our Milky Way galaxy and there's just totally nothing out there. What a waste of space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a good strong possibility there are aliens. But at the same time, life has to start somewhere with the number one. Why couldn't we be the original species of the universe?
Why couldn't we be?
Yeah. Why, in other words, why couldn't we be the only ones? And the answer to that would be we are the original species that would inhabit the rest of the stars and the rest of the planets in the universe, and we would be the seed bearers. We would be the ones to spread our Homo sapiens DNA around. We might be, we could be one amongst a million other aliens, or we could be the
right.
Alien, you know?
Joe,
right.
I've been spreading my seed for decades, buddy. I'm doing my part.
And they've been asking for a refund every time.
You know, you
like
know how our species.
Seed. Go ahead.
You know how our species began, Joe?
How?
It didn't look like what we look now.
Well, you know what? Have you ever thought about the major differences between the Asian race, black race, Caucasian race, why we all look so different and yet we occupy the same planet? I think we might be the result of, you know, space.
I think if you're like in like Africa with it's so hot and dusty and you, if we were there with white skin, we'd burn up. So they had darker skin. So they don't, it doesn't bother them as much as it would us. And then we're over here in Honky Land. And
Honky Land.
Yeah, I don't know, Joe.
That explains
the
facial features.
If,
how come the Asians have slanted eyes and
well, that
heads?
I don't know. That's
yeah.
over my head.
Well,
now.
You know, South Africans got slanted eyes too. And the dog that came.
Well, South Africa.
Look at Nelson Mandela.
Yeah. Do y'all ever wonder where the different languages come from?
No.
You never did.
Well, it comes from the Tower of Babel. Please don't say
there
that.
You go. You got it, Pianchi.
Oh.
Tower of Babel.
That they probably holler down and say, hey, it's mortar, it's freezing up here. I'm coming down.
Yeah. They gave women the right to talk. That was a mistake.
Oh,
yeah, especially when they started saying no.
That's when
you watch it, Donnie.
Up. That's where somebody screwed up. I don't know.
You better watch it, Donnie.
No, with the Earth temperature rising,
right.
Everybody is going to get darker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's just the way the environment treats its life to protect it.
And we adapt. Yep.
If you're going to adapt or die, one of the
two. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does anybody know, remember, what that letter from BTR said, or BRT, BTR, said about June, sometime in June, wasn't it, that they're going to cut us back to an hour? Does anybody remember anything?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it June, Cinnamon, June 16th or something like that?
It was June, I believe.
Okay. I want to see how this is going to work out.
Unless there's a fee paid, right, or something like that.
Yeah.
We have to increase the amount we're paying.
Yeah, didn't they increase the monthly fee?
No, I'm locked in. I'm locked in. At most people pay $39.99 or $40, whatever the hell it is. I only pay $30.
Well, just when you write your name, put BLM Associate. That'll
there
cover
you go.
That would be covered. Yeah, I might get it for free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
we will boycott.
Yeah. We got 10 seconds. If you'd like to join, you better call in now. Forever. Keep your peace. Yeah, there's someplace on that ranch, if you have a cell phone, the cell phone turns on by itself and goes through all the apps, all of them.
What?
And they show that on camera.
Damn right.
Yeah.
That's just...
The guy said it happens to him all the time, every time he's in certain places on that ranch. And the scientist from Alabama said, that's impossible. That's just impossible to do that. And the camera is right on it, man. This thing was going to all the apps, every app.
That sounds like the government to me.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly, Joe. It sounds exactly like the... They ran into something and the government's using and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the government has cell phone jamming anyway. Who was it that was in... it wasn't about a conspiracy theory. It was somebody who... I forget what it was. Anyway, she gave an interview. And it had something to do with law enforcement. And she said that she had the FBI showing up, but as soon as they showed up, all the cell phones inside the office jammed, couldn't use them. And the FBI said, in order to make sure that their conversations and the meetings are not going to be leaked, at least electronically, they have the jamming machines outside.
Well, there was something going on last year in New York, and Jason Goodman was going to report on it. And, you know, he's got all the gadgets, and he was talking to us before he got there, and he's walking. And he got to a certain spot, boom, everything was gone, everything. And cameras from channel, I forgot, but it was a Fox News channel in New York. It stopped working. Everything stopped. Nobody had electronics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The jamming devices to make sure that they have security around or through and above the buildings.
Right. You know, Obama put in the on and off switch on our internet. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is dangerous. That's one thing I wish Trump would have turned around, but he didn't do it. It was the internet kill switch, and I'll never forget that. You can't give power like that to the government.
That's why I'm very, very reluctant.
Well, we gotta go back to CB radios.
Yeah,
that's
what the survivors say. Survivalists. For that internet kill switch, that's why I'm kind of reluctant to, when I download something, to delete it, because you never know when the internet might get turned off, and I like to have some proof that the internet was down, that information could have been gotten that way. He never used it, but Obama did have that power.
Yeah, now every president coming in has that power, and I don't think any of them should have that power.
No.
And can you imagine a moron like Biden having that power? Jesus.
No, whoever is running Biden having that power scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to fire up the old ham radios.
Smoke signals.
Yeah. Ham radios, CB radios. I've got a few. I'm all wired up for a CB radio.
That's right. All right, John Boy, come back.
One more than once, the CB radio saved my ass. More than once, driving to Alabama. But this was driving to my uncle's funeral. Outside Huntsville, or before we got to Huntsville, you go up a hill you can't see. And they said the traffic is stopped. It's completely stopped. So I started slowing down because the people behind me, I didn't want to be rammed in the ass. I got up to the top, and it was nothing. There were nothing but cars. It was a wreck, and it blocked both lanes. And I would have ran. There's no way I could have stopped in time before I would have hit the car on the other side of that hill. So that CB radio came in handy.
Yeah.
Thank you, trucker, whoever you are.
Yeah, for real. Golly.
Yep.
Is it that one coming out of Tennessee, Donnie?
No, it was in Alabama. It was going to my uncle's funeral down in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
And we were driving, and I thought it was right there on the other side of Huntsville, but I can't remember where it was. We haven't been on the road but a few minutes, or you know, 40 minutes or something like that.
Lord.
You got to go into Georgia, going through the old Smoky Mountains, man. That's
no. I remember our little adventures to Alabama was getting in Nashville, Tennessee. It'd be so foggy. I was little. Jackson 5 was a group back then, and they were playing at the Nashville Civic Center and on Broadway, and I don't know the other. Fifth, I think it was. Anyway, my dad let me out of the car because this is before the expressways, mind you. And we were on Broadway right down from the Grand Ole Opry. And that's the way we had to go, catch 31W. And I had to go up to that street sign, find out where in the hell, what street it was. And I got back in the car, told him, and we turned and I said, tonight, Jackson 5.
Oh, wow.
Damn, I just seen them on Ed Sullivan.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Did Kathy watch Cosmic Slop Space Traders at YouTube?
The hell are you talking about?
I told you guys last week that's a good one. Cosmic Slop Space Traders.
Wow. No, I sent her the movie that you sent me about.
I don't watch shows like that. I don't watch on the internet.
You like this one because the aliens wanted to take all the black folks and on the chain for exchange. It would clean up all the pollution and the water.
Well, why would I like that? One of my best friends is black.
Well, I'll tell him to put some bleaching cream on his face. That's what the characters in that did.
Oh, my goodness.
It's funny as hell, man.
Too far. They're racist.
Yeah, dear.
That was a...
Oh,
the
God.
Aliens
the,
old... the aliens are racist.
That was part of the old, band, Funkadelic.
I'll go to battle for my friend. I will.
All right.
I'll go to battle for her.
There you go.
She's a
Then honey. You got Predator 2 with Danny Glover. You can get that on, YouTube. The thing at the end is... The end is when the Predator threw him that musket, that musket gun, and on the side of it, it had Raphael Adelini, dated 1715.
Good Lord!
So they must have been time travelers.
right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a comment here on the internet about Maricopa County.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all talked about Arizona's audit a little while ago. Said they just announced that they will be doing a second electronic forensic audit because what they have uncovered is so overwhelming. So.
Well, John Conyers died at the age of 90.
We're not hearing nothing about the audits on TV. Nothing.
No, I haven't.
John Conyers been dead, had he?
I mean,
the congressman from Detroit?
Yeah, he has. He has been. I don't know why this is here. I have no idea.
I sent you something on the, I just sent you an email on three different subjects.
All right.
One was, had to do with the voting machines. Yeah, it's quite obvious that they don't pull something, because why in the heck would you want to prevent? If it was done fairly, why would you want to prevent people from checking and finding out that it was?
That's right. That is right. You know, either way, you know, whoever gets the votes, whatever, we just have to clean up this mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Clean up the mess before the next election. Give us confidence in what the hell we're voting for. And I'm going to play this, Bianchi. Did you play this yet?
What is the title?
It's the Pennsylvania County Votes for District Attorney Investigation After Voting Machine Mislabeling Error.
No Republican would get no vote.
And I became the youngest senator.
Okay, this is a commercial, folks. Hang on.
The passage of yet another infrastructure bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Tuesday he won't bring the package up for a vote until July. The two parties driven farther apart over a more massive government spending just as signs of inflation are taking root.
Lumber's up, aluminum's up, steel's up, the price of gas, the price of eggs, the price of milk, the price of everything you can think of, the price is up. Americans sense that. And then they also see just the chaos surrounding Biden. And they also understand that their taxes are going to go up and more spending is coming.
Republicans sense leverage.
The $2.26 trillion that they were initially talking was very little infrastructure and a whole lot of Green New Deal power grab, but they've realized that that portion isn't selling to the American people, and the American people want a real infrastructure bill. So that's one problem that the Democrats have.
Another problem for Biden is previous COVID relief bills may have helped to slow the recovery. There is growing evidence that stimulus checks to workers were a de facto way of paying people not to work.
You know, I was talking to a business owner, actually manufactures wigs in Memphis, Tennessee, African-American business owner. He has about 125 employees. On the day the stimulus package was announced, 30 people got up and walked off the job. Art Laffer got it right. If you pay people not to work and you tax people who are working, don't be surprised when a lot of people aren't working.
In private talks with the president last week, Republicans were encouraged when Mr. Biden signaled approval of a GOP proposal that was in the $1 trillion range. But when the meeting ended and White House staffers got a hold of the proposal, that figure jumped back up to well over $1 trillion.
Our team, including Steve Ricchetti, Louisa Terrell, Brian Deese, Secretary Raimondo, and Secretary Buttigieg, put forward a reasonable counteroffer that reduces the size of the package from $2.25 trillion in additional investment to $1.7 trillion.
That $1.7 trillion proposal prompted South Dakota Republican John Thune to tell reporters on Tuesday, quote, "My impression is that the staff at the White House isn't as inclined to make a deal, perhaps, as the president is." As it now stands, Democrats may simply lack the 50 votes necessary for passage under budget reconciliation rules they would use to circumvent a Republican filibuster. Moderate West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin has said the bill's proposed 28% corporate tax rate is a non-starter that would make the United States less competitive. The two parties driven farther apart over a more massive government spending.
Okay, I just started over again. It doesn't have anything. It doesn't say anything about Pennsylvania.
I don't know what happened.
What happened, Bianchi? You set me up. You set me up, Bianchi. Let me see what this one is. Hold on. Oh, what the hell is this? What are these girls doing, Bianchi?
Are they twerking?
Tearing up a police car.
Now, it looks like they're doing more than that. Oh, I thought they were twerking. They are. They are jumping up and down on this damn police car.
Downtown St. Louis.
Is that downtown St. Louis? And now the cop is trying to get out of his car. And of course, they turn the camera. Here comes another cop, more cops.
It kind of behavior. Just elected a new mayor. Let's see what she do about that.
Wow. They can't let that go. God dang. You let
they
that
all be. Black except for one or two, so that's what you call black privilege, so they let it go.
I mean, you can do that around here. I mean, you're going to get, you're going to get shot. I mean, the cops are going to shoot you.
And if the cops...
Hell
the
yeah, I fear for my damn life, too. They on the roof.
Right.
They're kicking the windshield. If the windshield shattered, glass could get in his eyes.
That's right.
Call him to go blind.
I would fear for my life if somebody was on my car jumping up and down, kicking, breaking.
That's
stuff.
Right.
Isn't that what it's all
hell
about
you,
if you're in fear for your life?
Well, hell, yeah. If it was an alien ship, you'd be fearing for your life, too. So what the
heck? You're damn right.
I don't know about
right.
that. I think aliens probably have more rights than we do now. I'm talking about the non-terrestrials.
Non-terrestrial. Yeah, there you go, Joe. Don't piss them off. No.
I know.
Please,
wait a minute. There's one. Oh, I'm sorry.
I want you to know.
Mad.
I want you to know, Kathy, every place I go, I'd be looking for people with their damn legs turned around backwards.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Yeah, but his legs were normal until he started running, see. Remember that?
Yeah, until he was called
when
out.
When he took off running, then they flipped and went backwards.
Mm.
But he was fast.
That was creepy, yeah.
How about something similar but a little bit different? This has been out for years. Have any of you guys ever seen the pictures of what may be a space traveler? Because Bianchi brought that up a few minutes ago, where I forget if it's a he or a she, somewhere like in 1920s, right? And the person is caught there on the sidewalk looking like they're talking into a cell phone.
I've seen several of those. Time travel.
Yeah.
I've seen several
mm-hmm.
of those. Yeah. But there were no cell towers back then, see?
No,
so it
yeah, no
it
cell
could,
phones either.
Yeah, it couldn't have been, you know.
Right.
But they were saying that it was a time traveler talking on a cell phone.
Now,
so
they did have bag phones back in the 60s, because my friend had one in his vet. You could, it cost a fortune to make a phone call, but he had one in his vet.
Oh, yeah, they were like the old Army walkie-talkies with the long, yeah, the long antennas and everything. Yeah.
Look, as long as they've had satellites in the sky, which we don't know for how long, you can make a call if you knew the right people.
Oh, yeah. You know, there were 6,000 objects circling, man-made objects circling there.
Mm-hmm.
6,000. How do you get
that would be a
up
business
without any crashes?
That would be
I
a good
know.
Business for somebody to clean it up.
I was wondering how many satellites was up there in space. You know.
Well,
pretty
like
soon they would obscure the sun.
Yeah. The thing I like, these weather satellites that they talk about, to me, I don't think they're about weather at all.
Are you talking about the Google balloons?
No, the weather satellites.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yep.
I'm thinking surveillance, spying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep, definitely. Absolutely. Yep. But there's a lot of space junk up there, too.
That's what I'm saying.
6,000
of them, yeah.
Yeah. I read an article about how they were trying to figure out how to clean up the space junk.
Mm.
You know, and they were talking about a huge net or something to capture it.
Ridiculous.
You know?
Mm. Hmm.
We also heard, have y'all heard about the spacecraft undercloak that circled around the International Space Station? I think Mama brought this up a few weeks ago.
No.
Somebody else brought it up to me.
Uh-huh.
Like one of my friends that I've, have seen in public. I don't get out in public much, but we were talking about space stuff, and they told me the same thing. Did you hear about the spacecraft that went around the space station? I was like, I sure have. I was like, where did you hear? And they gave me some website we don't listen to. But and also they said, we sort of have a good versus evil war going on this Earth right now. sort of a cleansing. I don't know if you'd have to watch a lot of crazy videos to believe what me and Mama believe, but I was watching some of these videos. If you lined up every non-terrestrial spacecraft that are watching, they're watching this battle right now.
Mm-hmm.
If they were lined up, you know, bow to stern, whatever, it would reach the sun from here. That's how many ships are watching what goes on this earth right now. It is nothing more than good versus evil.
Folks, I just realized something. I am such a bad influence on Daniel.
I noticed that already.
I'm gonna quit. Every time I see something on there, I'll get him over there. Daniel, look at this, look at this.
Well, it goes back to what Joe was sort of talking about earlier, you know, about humans possibly being, you know, the essence of the creation from
the
source or God, you know, mm-hmm. the source, a lot call the source, you know, and they're really pulling for us. You know, all these, there's only like 3 out of 17 alien species that we know of that
mm-hmm.
are belligerent,
mm-hmm.
that are evil against us. The rest are pulling for us. Some are helping us.
Well, like I said before, they had the guy that started the UFO project or the Disclosure Project, the Dr. Greer.
Mm-hmm.
He's been around for years. And he said on the Alex Jones show that he knows that there are aliens here on the planet, and he also knows that there are interdimensional beings. And the aliens are the ones, like you're talking about, Daniel, they're the friendly ones. They're the ones that are pulling for the human race. But the interdimensional beings, they're the ones that have probably created the idea of Lucifer or Satan.
Right.
And they've gotten ones that are the evil ones on the planet.
Right.
And they're the ones that are influencing them through Satan to become the ones that are, they're trying to take control of the planet, supposedly in the name of Lucifer, but really, you know, for the control of the interdimensional beings.
Right, right, which is like you said, Lucifer on the earth.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, totally.
They have no souls or anything.
Yeah.
You know, we are considered cattle here on this earth.
Right.
We're cattle.
We're a commodity.
We're
mm-hmm.
a commodity to them.
You know, I'd rather prefer the theory that we're the only ones. Because these interdimensional beings and aliens, their mission, or let's say the interdimensional ones, their mission is kind of making me apprehensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad enough, that we as you, I don't know if you guys believe this, but I believe that if we, any of us, any of the Homo sapiens here, any country, Japan, China, United States, et cetera, if they got to another planet, found that there was a lot of gold and silver and everything else there, and the inhabitants, they would just be killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The evil ones just go from planet to planet in destroying, you know, the planet, the minerals, the planet
mm-hmm.
itself.
Hey, Daniel, when you're talking about the spaceships lining up from here to the sun or here to the moon, I forget which,
mm-hmm.
the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, they're not interfering. It's like Star Trek, the Prime Directive.
Yeah.
But, Joe, we would be as advanced as some of them if technology hadn't been withheld from us. Technology from these aliens has been given to the Earth people,
mm-hmm.
but your cabal has withheld it from us for centuries and centuries.
For selfish reasons.
For selfish reasons.
Well,
for self-existence.
Yeah.
Is the cabal in either in a cahoots with the interdimensional beings, or are they the interdimensional beings?
They are in cahoots.
They're in cahoots with them, okay.
Yes.
Because there's a theory of the reptilians, like the royal family, supposed to be reptilian.
Right, and you're right about that, too.
You know, they shapeshifters.
They have some DNA, you know. I mean, think about the royal families that have held on to power for centuries, you know.
Through the banking systems, through political power, through fear.
Yeah, through fear.
And that propaganda, royal family. Now, when I was a kid, the royal family, we all thought of, princesses, kings, and queens. But now when I hear royal, I don't care if it's the royal family of Portugal, Spain, England.
Right, piss on them.
Yeah, I think of them as just warlords who just became, inhabitants of a castle, and then they gussied themselves up, and they made the serfs believe that they had a right to be owned by the warlords. And the warlords became royalty, and then, of course, people bowed down to royalty, and you're not fucking royalty. You're descendants from warlords who conquered the area in which you came from. You slaughtered people. You tortured people.
Mm-hmm.
And now, oh, look at us. We've got royal threads and castles, and we have expensive cars and jets.
And nobody questions it.
Huh?
Nobody questions it, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody questions it.
It's the propaganda that we have been fed for centuries, and we don't know any better, you know? It's what we've read about, what we've been told on TV, you know, and it's not really that way. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna find out a whole realm of revealing news, you know, in the future.
Yeah. I don't know what you guys think about David Icke. I think he's a nut job except for a few things. I think that when he says that, like you're talking about, Cass, the propaganda that's been, carried down for centuries.
Brainwashed.
He believes in that, but he says, what we perceive is not really real. But then he goes off into a tangent that is so metaphysical, like, we are not real. We're only holograms. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I've had enough toothaches to let me know I'm real.
Amen on that. We are real.
He's kind of a nut there, Joe.
That's what I'm saying. That guy is.
He's out there. There's no doubt. He used to be a sports reporter in England.
Oh, do you know how he started? He was a sports reporter for I think it was for rugby matches, but then he said on the air that he was God.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, my goodness.
He got laughed at for like almost 10 years or so for that. Not like he was a god or, he was a child of God. He was,
He was the main man, huh?
Well, I don't know. Let me rephrase that. Like, he was a god. I don't know if he was supposed to be, a top-notch god or only one of four gods. But he was a god, not a metaphysical god, but a spiritual, religious type of god. And people said, okay, boy, you're nuts.
I think a lot of this UFO stuff, all this information with Lucifer and this alien stuff, I think sometimes people get overwhelmed by it, and it really messes their head up,
You're right. I think a lot of people are susceptible to that kind of stuff, and it's like a trigger.
Yeah.
Did you see, for example, it has nothing to do with the metaphysical, but there was a woman who was on TikTok, I didn't see the video, but it was one of, Alex Jones. He's talking about, and he showed the photos, and I'm sure you can see the video. There's a woman there who was pregnant, and first off, she says, Oh, my baby. Oh, God. I had to get, had to get an abortion. And then she automatically switched from this crying, concerned mother to one who was, yeah, I'm glad I aborted my kid. And she starts drinking wine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are people who just are nuts, who just get overwhelmed by information.
They do.
And they mm-hmm. get triggered into being nut jobs.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true. So true.
I've seen some of them on the internet when they're videos. You know, it's just unbelievable.
They have breakdowns, mental breakdowns. They do.
A mental breakdown. I would feel sorry for that kind of person. But when a person undergoes this kind of transformation, like, I would go, "Oh, Jesus Christ!" I would be very apprehensive about people like that.
Well, let me tell you guys something. Some of that stuff is true. I've experienced some of that myself in Africa.
Really?
You know, there's a over there in Burkina Faso with the Dagara. I didn't experience this. I've experienced the baby speaking through the mother's mouth. She's pregnant. She goes through a trance of the priest and the grandmother. And the father is not allowed. The woman is pregnant. I was in there.
Wow.
And she started talking. It's the baby speaking through her mouth, telling them who he is, coming back, and what he wants to have prepared for him. Because over there in some village, when a newborn baby is born, that baby is taken and passed through the village. You may not see your baby till 12 hours later, and people will look at the baby and that and say, who this looks like coming back.
Yeah.
Into the world. But that woman did go through a trance. This is a case. They said that an auntie left to go to the market, which was miles off, and she came back within a half hour as if she transported herself with food stuff.
Right, because there's no way she could be back within 30 minutes, right?
Right. Then you got those little bitty people, the Komomo,
mm-hmm.
and people say that's where the idea of Alice in Wonderland came from. And the Arthur Melitoma Somme was a kid. And him and his mother was out looking for firewood. And he seen a rabbit. So he takes off after this rabbit and runs into through a briar patch. It comes out into an open. And on the other side of the opening was a little bitty man sitting in a chair, a rocking chair, alongside an opening going down in the ground. There stood the rabbit. And the little man said, "Why you want to hurt the rabbit?" And he said he could look past the rabbit and look like he was looking into an underworld city or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, one time I was in Ghana, and I was down around the ocean at a village called the Ituri Village. I left to come back to Accra so I could go to the airport the next day. I stayed at a hotel, which I always stay at, Sun Lodge. So when I got ready to go to bed, I took off my shirt, unbuckled my pants, sat out on the side of the bed, and my pants came down, and I took my shoes off, took my pants off, put a bullet in the bed, put my shoes there together with facing away from the bed. I wake up the next morning, my shoe was turned around, and one was perfectly balanced on his toe.
What?
So I called my friend down there where I came from. His name is Shabazz. I told him what happened. He said, "Little people must have followed you up there to Accra."
Really? I believe it 100%.
Yeah. Then my grandmother used to see spirit.
Mm-hmm.
She saw my mother. She went to the door and pulled the curtain back. My mother was in Barnes Hospital and had to have a brain operation. Because when she was a little girl, she was playing on a swing. And I think she came off the swing. The swing swung away and came back and hit her in the back of the head. And she carried it through for a long time. So she went to the door for some reason, pulled the curtain back, and there stood my mother. So she gathered me up, went to the telephone, called the hospital. Next thing I know, she was laying on the floor by the phone. They had told her that my mother had died.
Oh.
So it's a lot of, my grandfather, another one, said that him and some others was out in the woods. I think this is in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And they heard a baby crying in the woods, Kathy.
I hear you.
And they went to where the baby, the noise was coming from. They seen a baby sitting on a log. So he picked the baby up. And, you know, they looked around trying to figure out what knew this baby belonged to. So they took the baby back to the house, went in the kitchen and said, look, we got this baby. So the wife looked at the baby and told them, you take that baby back and put it where you found it. Because he tried to give it to her and he wouldn't let go. So.
Wow. That's strange.
He said that one night they was camped out alongside the railroad track and had a campfire. I guess they was going to travel along further the next day. And he said he woke up in the middle of the night, he seen something standing there by with the eyes was glowing. So he picked up a piece of the coal and threw it at it, and it went off. And next morning, one of them had, in their sleep, I guess, rolled up on the train track and got ran over by a train.
Wow.
No. I imagine there's a lot of people out there that has stories similar to that.
Oh, hell yeah. I've heard a lot
things
of them.
Things you cannot explain, you know.
Things you cannot explain.
But it did, 100% happened. Well... Y'all explained this one to me. 6 months before my husband died, I dreamed of his death, and I dreamed of him being in the casket. And I woke up. It was real. It was so real. You know, I woke up. I woke myself up crying. I was crying in my sleep. And I woke up, and I didn't remember that dream anymore. Until I saw him in the casket, and it was exactly like my dream, you know, exactly the same suit, same blue suit, same everything, you know.
Oh. That is wild. I don't know.
I didn't ever tell you about that, did I, Donnie?
No.
Well, I mean... You're
wow.
not supposed to know the future. You know, I don't believe we are supposed to know the future, you know. But, you know, I just chalked it up as a nightmare, you know. But when it really happened,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
you just wonder.
Yeah, you do.
Kids can see them things, too, because.
Kids can, yes.
More than
anything.
My son-in-law lost his life in a vehicle accident. We came from the funeral and went to my wife's mother's house. And we was in the kitchen. The kids in the living room. Because, you know, back in the... My wife's mother had that plastic on the furniture. It didn't allow you to sit on the couch. Oh, no. So about that time, two of the kids came into the kitchen and said, here's a man sitting in here. And I guess nobody paying no attention. He said, there's a man in here.
Yeah.
He's talking about in the living room where they were. So somebody went in there. They didn't see nobody. So it had to have been him. I guess coming to say help by last time.
Yeah.
One more time.
Well, see, children are pure. Their minds are pure.
They're brainwashed.
They are pure in heart, you know. So they might be more susceptible to that sort of thing, you know.
Well, Mama, like I was telling you about that story about that guy I worked with, he was telling me him and his two boys, like they were probably 4 and 5, something like that, he said. They were walking down the street one day in whatever city that he came from. He moved here, but anyway. And they were passing by a church. And both of his boys at the same time said, hey, Daddy, there's two men right there. And Sean said he looked up there, you know, at the front door of the church, you know, probably 30 yards away, 20 yards away from the road they were walking down. Sean said, I didn't see nobody. There was nobody there, Daniel. And he said his boys kept saying, there's two men standing right there at the door. And Sean just blew it off as, you know, kids making up stuff. But he said, once he got to thinking about it, both of them at the same time said, hey, Daddy, there's two men right there. And, I mean, come on now. What's the chances?
Yeah, well, the odds of two people having the same hallucination, yeah.
At the same time.
Right. Yeah.
In St. Louis, in matter of fact, it's in Ferguson. Let's see. No, it's Berkeley. Well, it might be Ferguson. I don't know. On Airport Road and Frost Avenue, there's a house sit there on the corner. It's been vacant as long as I've known, because can't nobody stay in it. They move in there and stay for about 2 weeks or so, and they could get out of there. Talking about all kind of strange stuff happening, furniture running across the floor and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would make my ass move.
Oh, yeah.
Then, too, you knew the exorcism. That was supposed to happen there in St. Louis, right there on behind, let's see, it's on the other side of Jefferson, on the bluff, overlooking the river, where that exorcist.
Oh, the one the movie was made about?
Yeah, I suppose that happened there. Yes, yeah, a lot of strange stuff, man. It's a lot of truth to that. Either that, you can't explain it. All these people can't be lying. This is what the point is.
Right.
I agree with that.
Wow.
Well, I like to think of myself as lucky. I've never seen or felt any kind of strange experience. Nothing up in the sky, nothing next to me. I almost bought the Ouija board that you guys recommended, but I don't.
Please don't.
I had it in my hands, but then it cost $21. And I said, I'm not spending $20 just to use it once.
That's the best $21 you didn't spend.
Right?
I'll spend it $21 if you want to use it.
There's supposed to be an evil entity attached to those Ouija boards.
I'm always saying that this might do it, because if I can buy it and I don't feel any demons, see anything unusual, then I'm going to feel kind of protected against the metaphysical forces of this universe.
Well,
I had another case where I was there on Delmore and Union at the Legacy Bar and Grill, and a friend of mine, his name is Alau, he was doing a lecture about two doors down at a vacant, one of the storefronts was vacant. He had set up chairs in there, so I went down and looked in there, and the lecture was going on. I said, I'll wait till it's over and I go and speak to him. And this was around March. It was in 2008, because my wife died March the 28th. So anyway, this was around that time, and probably the next weekend. But anyway, when the lecture was over, I went in and talked to him. I said, how you doing? Oh, how are you doing? He said, so forth. We were talking back and forth. Then he told me, oh, by the way, your wife told me to tell you to watch your daughter. And I said, my wife has been dead. He says she told me to tell you to watch your daughter.
Wow.
And I never told him that she had died.
Wow. That's real. That's real. That's as real as it gets right there. And I know you ain't
lying.
Yeah,
so some strange things going.
Wow.
And my grandfather, any stray dog in the community would come to him. If he's sitting down, the dog would lay down next to him and put his head on his foot. So if he ever got up to move, it would wake him up.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh.
I have that's something like a... that's not exactly the same thing, but kind of. We have we have call bells for our residents, and everybody has a different tune. And we got a new resident in, and so she got a call bell, and there's two sides to the part that makes the noise for us. So there's two different call bells. So nobody has the other side. She got a new one, and her opposite side kept going off. This did this like a week ago. We could not find that call bell, not anywhere. Thinking like Lisa had it in a drawer. And it was going off. We could not find the thing. Lisa looked, she even went out to her trailer, out to the office to look for in the spare ones, could not find it. So Lisa just said, I'm not talking about it. She just took the batteries out of it. She said, you guys can plug it in a couple hours. That thing kept going off last night. Like every 3 minutes, it would start ringing again. So that was another one. So Lisa's going to assign a new call bell to our new lady because obviously somebody had the other call bell and is still using it.
From where or how?
Well, you get these little, the resident gets a little necklace and it's got a little push button on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the remote part, the part that makes the noise, is in the dining room. So the main part of the place. So we can tell by the different sounds. And so we went through, and so she set up this one for the new lady. And her side rings just normal.
Mm-hmm.
The other side just rings arbitrarily. But anytime it rings, it will never ring just once. It will ring over and over and over again. So we took the batteries out again. We've got, there's two spots where she puts spare call bells. So in case we had somebody, like we've had somebody come and stay with a resident overnight and they get their own bell, that way they can summon somebody. And so we check all of those out, all of the little spare buttons, and none of them were that bell ringing.
Oh my
God. So Lisa's going to just take the new lady's call bell and her transmitter and just retire it and give her a whole new one.
Strange.
And that's the only one that does it. So it's not like there's something messing with like just the electronics around. It's just that particular call and it's that particular song.
Weird. That's strange.
Yeah. We lost one girl once to one of our third shift workers once to she kept seeing a shadow going down a hall and she'd think one of the residents is up. She'd go check on everybody and everybody would be asleep. And she said that happened to her like four times and she quit. She said, I'm not dealing with this stuff. I'm like, okay, we don't get a lot of that, but that call bell thing was...
I mean, I think we all watch that paranormal station or whatever, you know, whether it be UFOs.
Oh, yeah, the paranormal caught on camera.
Yeah.
I don't anymore.
You don't anymore? What'd you see? I know you... What'd you see that little... that little elf that looked like the one off Harry Potter. What was his name?
I don't know.
Everybody's seen that one.
No, not everybody. Not me.
Well, I'm going to send it to you. I mean,
I didn't say it, and I don't want to say it.
This elf, oh, man, Dobby off of Harry Potter. Dobby was his name. He looks just like him. And he comes up and he knocks on somebody's door. Anyways, it's on YouTube. Look him up, Dobby, the elf. It'll pull him up.
Don doesn't even know who Jabba the Hutt is.
Who don't? Donnie
Don.
You don't know?
No.
Oh my goodness. Jabba the Hutt.
Had to explain to him who Chewbacca was.
Everybody knows who Jabba the Hutt is.
And Chewbacca.
No.
Darth Vader.
You know, really, honestly, I have never seen the movie. I want to see the movie. The hell, you got gas, Daniel, or
that's
what?
No, that's what Chewie sounds like.
Who?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
The Wookiee.
Chewing tobacco.
Chewbacca the Wookiee.
No, you guys Chewy. Enjoy those kind of movies. I don't.
Yeah, he. It's like his brain switches off because, I mean, even if you've never seen the movies, there's so much into modern day stuff.
Right.
Just in the vernacular and stuff that everybody knows what it, you know. And it's like he's got a blind spot. I did not see that.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Because he hasn't seen the movie. Yeah, I can understand that, though.
Nope. Never seen one of them. Now, you want to know?
You say Otis.
Well, let me know. I'm out.
You say Otis got a brain tumor.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised when he feel like he's about ready to go. He's going to try to run out the house.
Yeah.
Go die by himself.
I know it.
I know. My brother's dog did that. They went searching for him.
You know, we had five cats here about 6 months ago, about a year and 6 months.
Two years
ago. And I know three of them, before the day before they died, they walked out back. They took a round in the backyard. It's like, you know, they had been sick, but they got well all of a sudden, took a round in the backyard, came back in, and they were dead within 24 hours.
Yeah, they knew.
Not only do they know their own death, but they have a kind of an awareness about their master dying, too.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
We have a cat at work that does that.
I think these animals have an instinct. They know they're dying, and they want to go off by themselves and die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to go off and die.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Cinnamon.
One of my
friends
says that.
About a cat. There was a famous cat who resided in an institution similar to the one that you work in. And this cat crawls on beds of those people that she knows is about to die, even though the doctors don't think that the person's going to die.
You know, I heard that.
Yeah. Really?
That
yeah.
We have a cat at work that will pay more attention to a resident when they're getting ready to go.
Yeah.
I think cats know. All right, dogs, any animal.
Right.
You can't leave cats around babies because they suck the breath out of you. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Chunky, sure. I've heard that from my mother for years and years. I tell her that cat sleeps with Daniel. Well, don't let him get up in his face, you know.
You know what? They be going out of the milk on his breath.
They, there are a lot of girls that I work with that still believe that. They'll start working there, and they're definitely afraid of cats. And we've got three cats there.
They're afraid of cats?
Yeah, they're afraid of cats.
Oh, because if they show up, that means they're dying. I see.
No, they're afraid of them. They're afraid that cats will
suck the
like just
out.
Turn evil and yeah, will suck the breath out of dying people or babies, and will just turn arbitrarily mean and just attack people.
Oh.
That must be female cats.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
You better watch that now. You better be. Joe, you're going to get on the list with Donnie. Watch out. Better be careful what you say.
He's already
now.
On the list with Pianchi. Both of them's on the list. I'm afraid all of us is on some kind of list. Uh-oh.
Right.
I think this is Joe. There we go. Is this Florida? By any chance? You're on.
Somebody said...
Skype, you're on. Go ahead.
Oh.
Joe.
No, go ahead. Skype, go ahead.
John Doe.
John Doe.
John Doe, what's up? Well, hi.
Hurry up and make it live, so that way if I want to jump in before it kills your system.
Oh, yeah. That's true. And we might be killed anyway. We'll see. Hopefully we won't.
We're fighting them tooth and nail.
I don't know
how.
We'll find out.
John Doe, you got a good story for us. We know you've been listening.
No, I've been enjoying your stories.
What do you think? What do you think about all this?
Cinnamon?
Yes.
Cinnamon? You want to tell them about what happened to me last year?
Tell us.
Oh, yeah. John got scratched by something. Not
didn't even know,
correlated
but I
something.
Know I was. I didn't know I was scratched until I took a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was
me.
Big, wide apart, three scratches.
On his back?
No. It was
part
of the stomach and going down his side. And
what?
Going across the side, yeah.
In your
sleep
or what?
No, I was doing, just like I'm doing right now, but not on BTR. I was on my computer. I took a shower, and it burned like hell. I looked down, and I what the hell?
What? Well, Donnie, you told me about that, and what I thought was, yeah, they're having some of that kinky sex again. The choking and the scratching.
That's usually on the back.
Not Donnie. You're making a bullshit joke.
No.
Might have been a witch riding.
Bad.
That's what I'm saying.
So
I
feel kind of bad because my birds used to get kind of freaked out. I'd put them to bed. And once you cover them up, they stay just fine unless something like gets in there, underneath and sticks a head under or something like that.
How do we go to my three scratches to this bird? What the heck's going on?
Well, just listen, because you heard me say it about the cat. So I would go in the room. Something would freak out the birds, and they just start freaking out. So I'd go in the room, and I would yell it, and I would, because I used to do anyway. And I would tell the birds they're going to be okay, and I turn on the lights, and I'd say, listen. You cannot mess with these birds. They're stuck in a cage. They got these little teeny tiny hearts and no way to escape. That's just rude. If you need attention, you pick on somebody bigger. Don't pick on the poor trapped ones. And, yeah.
You're talking to
me,
right?
Then I get scratched.
Yeah, and yeah.
I didn't think
about it until the cat was screaming. The cat was screaming in the kitchen, and he heard me say the same thing about the cat. He's going, "Oh, great! So I get to get attacked again."
I'm telling you, that cat will be just staring. I'm sitting in here, and I can't hear very well. Well, I'm sitting in the cave. I hear this cat scream twice, and he's just staring. I have to break her stare. She's staring at something, and she does it almost every night. Same place, same spot. I come out, and I come out better, and she's all right for the rest of the night. So I don't know what her problem is, but I'm sending Joe a Ouija board. I know that.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I'm going to be using it, too. And the first spirit that's going to visit somebody is going to be visiting you.
No. It's the one that opens the portal.
Oh, yeah? It's going to be visiting me, huh?
Mm. Yeah, we don't want no more dimensions opened up or
right.
portals.
It's a dimensional portal.
Donnie, you need
bye-bye.
You need to get something. Here in my hall coming into my house, I've got, I choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. That seems to work here.
Well, you just don't invite them.
You don't invite them into your house.
They're
a Ouija board is an invitation.
Well, that's pretty much why I stopped watching all that stuff on that channel. I forgot what channel it was, but cable channel. And since then, nothing's happened to me.
Yeah, you said some strange stuff. Go ahead, Pianki.
Then when we was kids, sometimes we'd be laying in bed and can't get up. They say there's a witch riding us.
Really?
I told my girlfriend a warlock was riding her, but that was a different story. We were playing Bewitched.
It was you dressed up.
Yeah, you wanted to twinkle a nose, right?
Let's say your spirit don't left your body and traveled someplace, and you pour your body and try to wake up and push yourself up. It can't. It says the spirit come back in it.
Yeah. Oh. Years ago, I was 8 years old or somewhere in there, nine. I seen this lady in my room. I don't know what time it was. And I kept staring at her, and she walked to the foot of the bed, and she was smiling. And then she was gone. And next morning, I was telling my mom what I seen. She screamed, "Shut up." And I said, "Whoa." And for years, I never knew why. But I never seen a picture of my grandmother, or my mom's mom. Never seen a picture of her. And then I was at my grandfather's house, and I happened to look at this old picture, and I said, "Mom, that's the lady." She said, "I know." She said, "I know. That's why I told you to stop." She still remembered that.
Hmm.
That was strange. I described her perfect, too, with dress, everything.
But she wasn't evil. I mean, she was coming to you as your grandmother.
Yeah, she was smiling. And I wasn't scared.
Right.
I wasn't scared. But it was, you know, I described her perfect. Boy, that freaked my mom out.
Yeah.
One day I was laying at night, I was laying in the bed, and I woke up and could see a silhouette, you know, just the outline, but you could see through it.
Uh-huh.
Walk across the room.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I don't want no...
Yeah. You're going to have to sleep on the floor next to my bed tonight.
Why?
Just because.
Just because.
If you got something in there, look, I'll just fix your pallet by my bed. I've had my own dealings with the other side that I haven't even talked about. Get that cat. Put him in there in my room tonight.
Okay.
You know. What do y'all think about people who have died and they brought them back, and they have all these stories?
Oh, yeah.
There's a man, I had the tape, I could probably find it if I looked real hard. He was dead for 20 minutes, and he's got a hell of a story to tell when, you know, they brought him back, and he didn't want to come back.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I have heard that. But when you die, your soul, I don't know how long it takes, but your soul leaves your body, you know, and goes someplace else. And then they bring them back, and then the soul is pulled back into the body.
Hmm.
But I've heard stories of people, you know, who have died and just amazing things that they saw, you know.
Well, you guys are talking about the good experiences, apparently, from people who have died and have related those good experiences. What about those who have said that they saw hell?
Well, they obviously made the wrong decisions on Earth.
I haven't.
I've not read anything about that. I've not read of anybody being brought back that has seen hell. You know.
I haven't.
I remember a story about a guy doing that. I can't remember. I can't remember any of the details about it, except he totally changed his life and he knew that still wasn't going to save him.
Yeah. The only thing that I'm aware of is in the Bible where the rich man and Lazarus, you know, the rich man dies, goes to hell. There's a gulf between him and the other side.
Lazarus dies. He's the poor man.
The poor man.
He goes to paradise.
You know, and the rich man is wanting Abraham to send someone back to talk to his brothers, you know. He doesn't want them to come to this horrible place that he's at.
Mm.
And Abraham says, well, if they didn't believe the prophets, they wouldn't believe somebody come back, you know, brought back from the dead to talk to them. So, but that's the only thing I'm aware of about hell.
I'm like Cinnamon. I've heard of people the same thing. They went to hell, you know, after dying for 20, 30 minutes. They bring them back, and all they want to talk about is how bad hell is, and they change their lives and pretty much, I guess, go into their own ministry. And all their ministry is to tell people, hey, you know, do good here. Don't be bad, you know.
We have a lot of bad in our country, you know. A lot of negative, bad stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
In the world,
amen.
You know, if all of that or most of it could be taken away, we'd have more people with happy lives, positive outlooks, you know, just happier people.
I think we need more people dying and looking at hell, coming back, because that seems to be very effective. Otherwise, you go to church
right.
for 40 years, and what happens is you mess around with your neighbor's wife on Friday. You go to confession on Saturday. You take
the
communion on Sunday. And on Monday, you start all over again.
Right.
And what's wrong with that, Joe?
Well, well, can't say anything really is if you're single, Donnie.
Okay. June 1st, I want to just remind people, June 1st at 6 p.m., Jesse Lee Peterson is going to be on Christy Mayer's podcast, Jesse Lee Peterson. Everything wrong, and they're going to talk about everything wrong with black community and Bond Men's Conference. So, Jesse Lee Peterson. He's pretty good.
All right.
Gotcha.
I'm even seeing on the internet some of these big name preachers, you know, or I don't know if you can call them preachers.
No. Hell no.
False
prophets, what they are.
I'm even seeing that some of them are being arrested.
Good.
I mean, I am.
Yeah.
They're worth millions. I mean, millions.
Yeah.
That one there's three or four in Texas with these huge congregations. Like, more than, people show up, there's 20,000 people that go to one of those churches right outside of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The man's got a mansion. He's got his own airplane. It's just crazy.
It is nuts.
It's nuts.
You know, they've got these mega churches like you're talking about with thousands of parishioners, and they're getting 10% tithe coming from the parishioners, and they're teaching, you know, how you should praise the Lord, worship the Lord, be humble. And these guys are riding around in Ferraris and Bentleys. And
Yeah. Cheating on their wives.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember Oral Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he put his hands on people and send things out to, I think my grandmother, as a matter of fact, had
Mama Couch.
Yeah.
Used to send money to Oral Roberts.
Right.
He would knock you down with his coat. Bam.
He wanted this hospital. He wanted this hospital, right? And he said, if he doesn't get the money, God's going to take him. He didn't get the money, and God didn't take it. But he didn't want to explain why. But I'm sure he came up with some damn story. I remember. You guys remember that? That was all over the news, too. I mean, he made an ass out of himself.
Well, I've heard that Franklin Graham is part of the cabal.
That wouldn't surprise me.
T.D. Jakes.
I don't know. Who is he?
He is he's one of the TV evangelists. He's a real good one. I used to watch him a little bit. But here recently, Mama, who was the one that fought for the Gulfstream jet that he needed so bad?
Creflo Dollar.
Okay.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Listen, I've heard him preach, and he's good. And he preaches right along the Bible, what the Bible is teaching. I've heard him preach about baptism and everything, and I agreed with him. But then when he come out with this, he needed a new jet.
New jet.
Come on, y'all. For his mission work, you know.
Yeah.
And he got it, didn't he? But his word he was preaching went right along with what the Bible says. And I was impressed by him until he come out with this. He needed a new jet.
I do too.
You know, he had an old one, and he needed a new jet.
He needed a new jet.
Yeah, and he wanted everybody to contribute a little extra.
Yeah.
A little extra. It's always a little extra.
For him to get his new
Just
jet.
Just a little extra. Come on, guys. Don't be greedy.
A little extra. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I need a new jet.
Pat the basket.
That Joel Osteen, y'all heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Now, he's very, very wealthy, but he claims he lives off of the money he's made off these books he's written. He says he doesn't take any contributions from the church, that his lifestyle is because of the books that he has written. That's what he lives off of. And he is a very good inspirational preacher, you know, or speaker.
Speaker, yeah.
Speaker,
yeah.
You know.
Okay,
but
before this guy leaves, I got to play this. It's Judge Joe Brown.